Gravy gang, gang, gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pastor Gravy, we're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go hit and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Everybody, it's Pastor Gravy episode 555, 555 with Alex, Pat, and Robert the Hog Barbosa. Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be
here. Does anyone else ever notice that when Alex is doing that, he always like ducks while he's yelling it, and it kind of looks like he's sucking a dick just off screen?
That's not why I do that. Sometimes if I say it really loudly into the microphone, I had heard back in previous podcasts that it overdoes it, and then it just kind of scrambles it.
So I know. I was just saying,
I go away from the microphone.
It just popped in my head, and I was wondering if anybody else had that thought. Like, it's really impressive that you're able to like still speak clearly with a dick in your mouth.
But I don't have. If you watch the YouTube version,
we can't see because it's right off camera.
You know that it's not. We're not.
It could be.
We're not starting the podcast this way.
We just did.
Watch the YouTube version. You'll see what we're talking about. This might be a very visual episode.
Alex just...
That's not what I'm doing. I couldn't do that and talk. Couldn't do that.
Well, I don't know if ventriloquism is like a hobby of yours.
It's not, Pat.
You're a talented guy. You're going to have a kid. Maybe you're trying to learn how to throw your voice with characters when you're reading your books. I don't know.
I already know how to do that. I don't need to...
Okay. Well, so you do know how to... Okay.
Sucking dick. I don't need to do that. I don't think the two go hand in hand at all.
They could.
Well, you don't know that, nor do I.
I don't. It's not one of my fetishes.
Not one of mine either. I know you're trying to put that on me, Pat. Okay, fine.
You want me to put it on you now? Jesus,
no,
man.
No,
are we
going to
start doing live podcasts again?
Stop it. YouTube. Check out the YouTube version if you're just listening. You can watch all of our fighting in front of your own eyes.
Next week, I'm just going to lean back and go,
That's a great podcast. All right. Let's start off with a little exercise I came up with. Maybe we'll center the podcast a little bit. We're in the pre-com segment. Last week, we did a mock draft of cereal, and we were talking about how we had done a mock draft of cereal mascots before that. We haven't had any new cereal mascots in a very long time. I mean, Tony the Tiger, Count Chocula, like those guys were old. They've been around for a while. When was the last time we had a new cereal mascot? Been a long time. So I decided that maybe it's time we invent some new ones. Now I cannot draw. So I did the next best thing and I found a free AI thing and just typed in cereal mascot. And I got 4 cereal mascots. If you're watching the YouTube version of this, Robert's going to put these up on the screen as we're going through them. But I've shared them with you guys. So why don't we just start right off the bat? I want us to come up with a name of this cereal mascot, a name of the cereal that the mascot is mascotting for. So let's come up with the name of the mascot, the cereal that the mascot is for. And if we want to come up with a nice little backstory, go off, Kings, whatever you want to do. Let's start with number one, our cereal mascot number one. Just to describe it if you're listening, it's a duck with a chef hat and a chef shirt, maybe. He's got some headphones on. The yellow duck, and he's wearing shorts and shoes.
I thought that was a chicken. A little baby chicken.
I'm getting duck vibes.
I thought chicken, and I thought it was he's Chucky, and the cereal is Chucky's Cluckies, and it's chicken-flavored cereal. And with the tie-in the headphones on the back of the box, it's all like music, like word searches and shit. He's a big hip-hop fan, Chucky is. But he's also a chef and loves cereal.
Okay.
And I think big music is behind him because they want to get the youngs into their streaming apps. Because now there's no longer Spotify. This is in the future, by the way. There's no longer Spotify. There's no longer Pandora or whatever. Each individual streaming label has their own individual app. And they're like, big music wants to get them into all the apps. Because you would think that the big music would want them into the individual apps. But no, there's collusion going on behind the scenes. No one's aware of it. They're all working together. they'll want to funnel them into each individual one so they all get a piece of the pie.
You know, we could even, it could be, like it's like Dr. Dre's cereal and their Beats. So it's like Cluckies Chuckies brought to you by Beats by Dre.
Maybe get a sponsorship. I did like Robert's idea. It's a good idea to think about. I thought that maybe this dude's name, like the name I came up with, this guy, this is Chef Zach. And Zach is spelled Z Quack, but you just pronounce it Zach. And he's cooking up some vibes. He's cooking up some beats. He's cooking up a healthy breakfast too. And he's speaking for Graham Quackers. Graham Quackers is the cereal that he is the mascot for. And it's just a hearty Graham cracker based cereal. Goes great with milk. Great breakfast to start your day. He's cooking up some Graham Quackers for you in the mornings. Zach.
I mean, Chef could Zach. Also, it could, he does love the beets. It could, there could be some beet flavor, like how other ones have marshmallows in there that have flavors. This one, we have little marshmallows, but they're beet flavored.
Beet Quackers.
It's a chicken and beet flavored cereal. I'd try it.
All right, let's move on to our next one. That was a good one. I liked all of the ideas that were coming out of all of us right there. Let's go with our next mascot. Now, this mascot, again, we're going to put it up on the screen for you if you want to watch it on the YouTube. But to describe this mascot, he's a blue bowl with eyes that are, I would say, not attached to the bowl. And
they're kind of floating. Spoon.
They're floating eyes. He's got blue feet and brown shoes on. And he seems pretty happy about it. That is Bolo. And he is speaking for Bolio's cereal. And it's really just a circle-shaped cereal. That's like the cheap off-brand. Somebody really mailed it in. But like it appeals to like a Southern demographic. It's a good old-fashioned Southern-style cereal. And by Southern-style, I'm not talking spicy or anything. It's just you wake up. You pray to God. You thank God for the day that you got. And then you go eat your Bolos, your Bolios.
See, I went a little bit different way. I just his name is Bowles.
I like just, that.
He's Bowles the mascot. And the cereal is Rips. It's just called Rips cereal. And you see how all it's just a really sugary cereal. You see, if you look zoom in on it, you can see that it's all multicolored and stuff like that. I think it's just lots of different. This one is marketed right at stoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, right at stoners. In fact, you can even buy a commemorative bowl that looks like him, and you see how that spoon's coming out the side? That is the pipe. So you can just rip bowls out of bowls. You can smoke bowls out of bowls, and then when you're done with it, you wash the bowl out, you eat some Rips.
I love that idea, Pat.
Rips and bowls, baby.
So this one to me is a joint venture collaboration between Sonic and Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic the Restaurant. As you can tell by the blue and red, the red shoes, the eyes, big eyes like Sonic the Hedgehog has.
And Robert, they're blue shoes, or they're brown shoes. They're not red, buddy.
Well, they look red to me.
He's colorblind. I know, so, I'm trying to help him out here.
So big Sonic is behind this, trying to trick people like me, you know, get them angry with his red-brown shoes. And it's working. That's what I have to say about this one. A big collaboration between Big Sonic.
Sonic and Sonic. Sonic squared. That's good. It's good. Let's move on to our next one. We got number three. To describe this guy, this mascot is absolutely terrifying to me.
He looks like a dinosaur on meth.
It looks like Baby Bop. Do you remember that from Barney?
Yes.
Like the yellow one? It looks like Baby Bop on meth, and he got like a tail, like the tail that spit, like the dinosaur that spits on Newman in Jurassic Park. That is what he is a combo of with Baby Bop. But regardless,
this is
this
is the one that's advertised to stoners.
Not the no, because this one will trip you out if you're high.
All right,
this one scares me a little bit.
Hear me out. This is what I came up with for number three here. His name is Jurassic, like Jurassic, but also with the name Isaac in it. And Jurassic is the mascot for Derek and the Dynamos cereal. And you may be saying, but Alex, wouldn't Derek be the spokesman of Derek and the Dynamos cereal? And I would say he would be, but he's extinct. So Jurassic is carrying the torch. Derek was in the Triassic period. The Jurassic period is now. So he's taking the torch for Derek and the Dynamos. And it's basically a sugary dinosaur themed cereal, obviously. It comes in eggs, but the eggs, you put the eggs and cover them in milk and they start hatching. They start hatching the little dinos. That's it's a fun little sugary dinosaur themed treat for you in the morning. So it's Jurassic is the mascot and it's Derek and the Dynamos cereal.
I'm gonna go ahead and stick with the Jurassic name. I like that. I like that as his name. I think the cereal is just gonna be Trippies. Because if you zoom in, also he only has one pupil. So this one is obviously
got a
tripping
wonky
balls.
Eye, for sure.
This one is he's tripping balls. He's just running around all free with this crazy smile on his face, but it's also terrifying. I think this is just cereal laced with LSD. This is LSD cereal. It is given out by the government. This is their new MK40 experiment that they're doing. MK Ultra, yeah. Combine that with other shit. This is the government just trying to fuck with kids' brains because it's the government and everything they do is evil.
All right.
So Trippy cereal, it's laced with LSD and they don't tell you. But, I mean, if a kid took LSD, would you not see them running around looking exactly like that? One pupil has just disappeared.
Look just like Jurassic.
Yeah.
So to Robert? Me, Big Lizbo is behind this. I'm kind of on board with the drug thing. Hear me out what I mean by Big Lizbo. I was watching Modern Family last night, and you know how Cam, he's Fizbo the clown, but he tries to make Lily the clown, and he calls her Lizbo. And so the drug tripping out. This looks very clown-like, very scary, and I think it's the way for the clown industry to kind of reinsert themselves into our lives. You know, they tried it with it. It wasn't quite successful, but they haven't given up. They're still underground, you know.
Breakfast cereal industry is a big industry, too, to crack into.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to be, you know, middle shelf, eye level.
Yeah, I like that.
Right, for the kids.
They're all great ideas, guys. Let's wrap it up. We got one more. This may be the most interesting one yet. We have it looks like a girl, red-haired, female-looking thing. Brown, and she got brown some hair. Curves. She's red-haired in a ponytail. There's a red bag next to her. She is wearing purple, and she's holding one of whatever the cereal is. The cereal, to me, looks kind of, at first it looked like onions, and then I kind of saw some boob, and then I really settled on shells. So really what we're looking at here for our last one is, this is Shelly, the mascot for She Shells cereal, and it is a potato based cereal trying to get young girls and women to eat more potatoes, since they don't do that. They're not introducing enough potato into their everyday diet. So this is Shelly, the mascot for She Shells cereal. They basically just cut up a bunch of potatoes into tiny little pieces, cereal sized pieces, dry them out, soak them in sugar, and then put them in a bowl as the shape of shells. Because, you know, girls like seashells, she shells, seashells by the seashore. She's going to be, you're going to mention this towards women. It's Women's History Month. It's perfect for that. You're going to go at a female base, but this is Shelly for She Shells cereal.
See, I think this is it's a seasonal cereal. I think it's only going to be around Halloween time, because to me, she kind of looks like a troll. She's even got some like weird green wart growing underneath her eye. And when I look at the cereal, to me, it looks like belly buttons that have been ripped off of children. And I think in the bag next to her are the children's souls. I think this is Horrors, and that's Tracy the Troll. And it's just little cereals that look like little belly buttons, maybe some ears, just body parts that have been ripped off of children. And that's what you're eating. But it's Halloween, so it's fun. Any other time, you're like, this is dark.
Yeah, it plays. See, I thought she looked more like a potato than a troll.
I see Peanut a little bit, but the makeup and the hair and the war. Actually, you know, I think the bag, it's holding all the body parts, and you just pull them out of the bag. So like even the cereal bag can look like that. Instead of it being clear, it's just red, and you reach down in, and it's just little cereal shaped body parts.
Robert, what do you have?
So big potatoes behind this one. Alex, you weren't too far off. It is the big potato industry trying to fatten us up, trying to, you know, these are like macaroni shells. It's a lot of carbs, right? Mm-hmm. And there's butter trying to get us fattening us up. This mascot itself is bigger than the other ones that we've looked at. We got the potato sack right next to them. The thing, like little green warriors that you're talking about, Pat, that's butter, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Butter's not green.
But this kind of is.
This one kind of is.
Okay.
Fair enough. That's how a big potato kind of like.
It could be a tricky sprout. You know, like when you leave potatoes out too long, they start to sprout.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a chive.
It looks like a booger just in the wrong part of the face, honestly. What's her name, though? What are you giving her for a name? What's
the mascot's name?
The mascot name is, I think, obviously, it's like Ashley, something unassuming.
See, I think if you're going to go that heavy with potatoes, I think you got to give her an Irish name, like fucking Siobhan. If you want to go more American Irish, just like Mary.
It's like, obviously, it's Ashley. Yeah, clear as day right there when I look at it. You're right. What was I fucking thinking?
Ashley, the potato eating bitch.
And that's those are some new cereal mascots, I think. I think some of these have some legs to them.
That dinosaur's going to haunt my dreams.
Maybe the dinosaur would probably not work in most settings, but the rest of them, I feel like there's some legs to those. We are in the pre-cum segment. Last thing I really brought in, besides that giant exercise that took like 15 minutes, was I brought up with it. I'm trying to come up with new words each week, and a neem thick is the word that I came up with this week, and it's just when there's a big anemic woman, a large woman that's anemic, a thick woman that's anemic. She's a neem thick.
That's very niche, but okay.
There you go.
What isn't it anemic? Isn't it like a autoimmune disease or some shit like that?
You have low iron, I believe.
Well, isn't that all women? They're always like, I'm cold. I'm like, it's because you don't have enough iron in your blood. I read that or heard that one time, and I've ran with it ever since. Ladies, if you're cold all the time, try having some like iron vitamins. It'll probably help.
Not having enough healthy red blood cells or hemoglobin to carry oxygen to the body's tissues. I know, I think it's more prevalent in women, but I think it means you like bruise easy.
Yeah. And women do bruise easy. Not that like I'm causing it, but I've heard that.
Right.
Every girl's like, oh my God, where did I get all these bruises from? Like, you got drunk and fell off a table yesterday, Tracy.
So like, if you have a girl though, she's like, oh, I'm anemic. Like, you ain't anemic, girl. You anemic thick. And it's kind of like a compliment to their
body. I like that. There you go. I bet that would make them laugh too.
I'd hope
so. Like, oh my God, you're so bad.
Yeah, that'd be the exact reaction you'd get. What'd you guys bring in for the pre-cum segment today, fellas?
I got a couple. My brother called me the other day because he found it hilarious. It was Governor Abbott and Trump, and I can't remember the third person, but they were walking along somewhere. He was watching Fox News, and he just thought it was hilarious that at one point the two guys stopped walking, but like Greg Abbott kept rolling forward for like a couple more paces and then realized it and had to like roll backwards into it. And he said it was just also shocking watching him because like Trump's a tall guy and the other guy's a tall guy. So he's looking straight up at him. And I had the thought that people in wheelchairs are probably great at eating pussy because they're looking up at everyone all the time. So they've got strong neck muscles. So they're not going to get worn out being down there for a long time.
Okay.
You know, they can put in the work. So they're like, no, I ain't ever getting tired of this. Maybe their jaw, like everyone's going to get a tired jaw at some point, but like their neck, never going to get a neck cramp. And they might not have full use or feeling below That's the true. Belt. So like they also have to have the ability to put in more work.
That's a good observation. Like if you think you're bad at that, just what you need to do is just wheel yourself around for a little bit, according to Pat's plan.
Also, they are constantly wheeling around. Months. Strong hands, strong fingers. All of these things are coming together. I bet there's people sitting out there thinking, like, God damn, that's a good point.
Something to think about.
Yeah. And also, I experienced more joy than I have in a long time last night during a dream I had. I was just playing the new NCAA video game. And as I ran in a touchdown, the announcer called out the player's name. And just the fact that, like, players are in the game, that moment in that dream, I was so happy that I called my brother in the dream to tell him how great it was. And I woke up and I actually had the thought, I was like, I have not actually felt that happy about anything in my life in quite some time. Like, I get excited for sports. I'm not sad all the time, but just the thought that this game is coming back brought me pure, unadulterated joy. And I miss that feeling already. This happened last night. I don't know how to get this feeling back. I don't know how to experience it.
You gotta knock yourself out and try a dream again.
I guess so. Maybe I'll just watch like a bunch of college football highlights tonight. Maybe I can catch lightning in a bottle twice.
That's a good idea.
But, you know, I can't get greedy with it. I experienced joy once this year, and you know what? That might be it for the year. That's what we get.
I saw there was a big deal that some people, like specifically it was Arch Manning at Texas, that opted out of his name being in NCAA football or college football 2024.
Well, Arch, we're all going to fill it in anyway.
Right. No, so that was my question, because back in the day when they didn't have the player rights, it would just be like quarterback number 10. Like Vince Young at Texas was quarterback number 10. He was the same height and weight as Vince Young. He did the same stuff Vince Young did. He was just QB number 10. You know, like, is that going to be the same case? And you can just change everybody's name, because I would do that for teams that I played with. You just change all the names to the right guys. Like, you're just going to change QB number 16 to Arch Manning, right?
I think so. But, like, I feel like that was part of what caught it up back in the day, is the players were like, well, he's still the same height, weight, looks like me. So I'm wondering if just now every time if you're black in real life and you opt out, they're just going to make you white and vice versa. Like, well, it doesn't look like you, so you can't say we stole your name, image, and likeness.
Like Bill Belichick did in all the Maddens. There's always just some weird-looking dude, like a bald guy.
Or Barry Bonds coach. For the baseball games was John Dowd. Who's a big white guy. They're like, fine, doesn't look like you.
No, you're going to look nothing like you. He's going to do all the same things you do.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do that, or if they're just straight up not going to have him in the game, which I don't think you can do that. Like, they're still on the team.
Yeah, you can just put quarterback 10 or quarterback 16.
Yeah, I think they'll probably just do that same way.
Robert, would you bring in for pre-count segment?
You guys ever hear of Rooster Teeth?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they just came out today at their 21 years of shutting down.
Aww.
Yeah, they were a big part of like my childhood growing up and even into like adulthood. Like
Red versus Blue, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing of theirs I ever watched, though.
Yeah, I haven't really watched too much like in the past couple of years, but still, like them not being a company anymore is like crazy to me.
I was wondering why they were trending today.
Yeah, at the 21 years.
That sucks.
Hey, that's a good run.
That is a solid run. Maybe we'll be 20. Do you think we'll make it to 21 years? I might not be.
How long have we made it now?
10.
Well, you've made it 10. I've been doing it, what, 4.5, 5?
Yeah, past gravy being 21, you'd be part of that if you were still on it.
That's true. I think we will.
I hope so.
Really until the first time your daughter repeats some shit that she hears me say on the podcast, and then that might end it.
Well, let me just give her a podcast.
And we can call that one baby gravy.
Well, I just have a baby podcast. It's like she can't even talk, and I'm like, this is her first podcast. And it's just me talking.
Goo goo gravy.
I'm like, shit, totally. Fuck yeah. All right, not cool. Ah! She's just squealing and crying. I'm like, yep, yep, get that. You're telling
baby
me,
Middleton
sister.
Gets canceled for what she said on the podcast. Listen to
can
this.
You believe this? Oh, what? Settle down.
Baby Middleton puts her stance on Israel-Palestine. Tune in to find out what it is.
It's Wheezy and the baby, and it's just Wheezy and my daughter, and it's just a series of sniffs and child noises.
That sounds like great ASMR, to be honest with you.
Okay, but we can release it as a podcast so we can call it a podcast.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, it also sounds like a morning show. People were doing on other podcast apps, they were releasing episodes as just like white noise.
That's bullshit.
And they were getting paid for that. That is
bullshit.
Yeah.
Imagine having ads in your white noise.
Yeah, yeah. I think they crack down on that though. So they make less than they.
You're trying to sleep and it's just white noise and out of nowhere. Toyotathon!
It's truck month. What? I was trying to sleep. We'll get back to the sounds of thunder and rain in a second, you pussies. Now we're telling you about truck month.
Legends Gentlemen's Club.
Flip that out, Robert. No free ads. That does suck. T's and P's.
Oh, that is a real one. I just said some shit. I forgot that.
Legends,
actually.
Yeah, Legends is a legendary one.
I'm not a strip club guy. I know that it's there.
I'm not really either, but I lived off of Westheimer for a long time. And that was like strip club city back in the day.
I've been having a weird day. My brain all day long has just been fucking up. So
Vivid Live. Those were all the big ones I was by. I never went to any of them except for one.
All the times that you did go.
One time. I had a friend in town. Not worth it. I just never get, like, it's if you're not drunk at a strip club, which is a bad move anyways because you're going to spend money, it's just a money suck. And I don't judge people that go.
Yeah.
But it's just, I could spend $300 buying stupid stuff online. I'm not gonna remember.
The whole thing doesn't make sense to me. You're just blowing money.
It's brilliant, like marketing.
I'm gonna get a hard on next to my buddies.
What if we got a bunch of hot chicks to dance and dudes paid them money? Yeah, sick. We can charge cover for that. What if we had bottle service
also
too?
Hate clubs.
We have bottle service too. We mark up the price of like a $12 bottle to $250, and then we just give them like one thing of orange juice to mix with it.
Yeah, a fucking $26 bottle of Tito's costs you $400.
Yeah, and that's us talking strip clubs. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next portion of the show, the Comeback Kid segment, where we tell you what's back in the news according to us. Also, Robert, I don't know if you caught this, but we're going to have Robert explain to us some lingo I saw on Twitter this week. I saw this on Twitter this morning, and I started to look it up, and I said, Robert's going to explain that to us. So,
all right.
The Comeback Kid segment is brought to you by the Pass the Gravy merch store. I don't know if you guys are watching the YouTube version, youtube.com/@PassTheGravyPodcast, or just search Pass the Gravy Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe when you do that. If you're watching right now, I don't know if you guys, nobody's commented on how nice my new hat looks because I got a new hat from the Pass the Gravy merch store. It's awesome. It's
fire.
Fucking great. My St. Paddy's Day dad hat. It's white. Got the PTG clover on it with the PTG logo in it.
It's a freaking great hat.
Exactly what Pat said. We also have trucker hats for St. Paddy's Day. I bet if you order today through, I would say Friday, it's about a week of shipping from our shirts right now. If you order today when you're listening to this, if you're ordering Thursday the 7th or Friday the 8th, I would say that you can still order probably through the weekend, but guaranteed shipping if you ordered today. You will get it by St. Paddy's Day. You want to order when you're listening to this, order now. Even if you don't want to wear it for St. Paddy's Day, just get it because it's sick. I'm going to wear this clover hat all the fucking time. It's awesome. And we have the Irish I Was Listening to Pass the Gravy t-shirts. So you can get the t-shirt, get a hat. You're all set, all decked out on St. Paddy's Day, repping your favorite podcast, PassTheGravyMerch.com. That's where you go. Also, go check out the It's April Fool's Somewhere shirt. The It's April Fool's Somewhere shirt. No big deal, but it's kind of like a viral internet sensation. Shirts That Go Hard featured us on their website or on their Instagram this week. It's just a collection of weird shirts, and the It's April Fool's Somewhere made it onto there. It's not weird. It's cool, but it's a weird shirt too at the same time. Shout out to Mikey Paul. I saw he went to a Sabercats game and was rocking the It's April Fool's Somewhere shirt. And then shout out to Mikey, because he got some more stuff. I know Raimundo got some more stuff. Shout out to Ashley. Ashley, there's the Bobby Jokes Fund, and it's to help Robert make sure he feeds his hog. And Ashley had, was it $56 she had in her cart? And you could tip Bobby Jokes if you'd like to. Not required. but she tipped him $13, so her bill would be $69. So shout out to Ashley. You're a real one. We really appreciate you for supporting us and the podcast. And again, we always say, like, this is not a podcast where we're going to put anything behind a paywall. We're never going to say, go and go to our Patreon, be a subscriber, be a donor. If you want to support the podcast, we're giving it to you for free every single week on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to support us, pastorgradingmerch.com, rep the podcast, buy some podcast gear. All that money goes to us. That helps us pay for the site, helps us pay for everything else. Also, shout out to Jesse Wells for taking care of our site, too. He just hit me up and was like, hey, I need to do some updates, buddy. I was like, thanks, Jesse. Jesse's the guy running the scenes behind the show, too. So shout out to Ashley and Mikey and Raimundo for buying some stuff. If you buy some stuff and you haven't, like, I know we've sold other stuff, you guys just haven't tagged us in. If you tag us in whatever you buy, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast the next time. But we appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. That's the best way to show your support for the podcast. PastorGravyMerch.com. And then when somebody asks, hey, what's that shirt for? Like, it's this awesome podcast, Pastor Gravy. Check it out. And then force them to download the podcast. But PastorGravyMerch.com. Get the logo shirts, the new St. Paddy's Day gear, the April Fool's Somewhere shirts, all the cool stuff. PassTheGravyMerch.com, PassTheGravyMerch.com, the official sponsor of the Comeback Kids segment.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the Week. The Comeback Kid of the Week, bitch.
All right, guys. Their first Comeback Kid is icebergs, and I have some really bad news because a 600 square mile iceberg, roughly the size of two New York cities, has broken off of the Antarctica ice shelf. It's one of the planet's most closely observed ice shelves.
Yeah.
And you know what this means when an iceberg that big breaks off?
Yeah, it fought for its independence, and it broke away from the government that was holding it there, i.e. the North Pole South Pole.
This means we're going to have another Titanic, or several.
So you mean ship captains are going to start getting drunk on the job again? I'm actually okay with that.
More icebergs just adds more likelihood that we're going to have another Titanic. We need to do something about this. It's time to fucking get rid of Antarctica. Quit throwing icebergs at everybody. What do you even do here, Antarctica?
Dude, think about it, though. We're going to get another six summer blockbuster. Like, it's better than, and as long as it's not an oil tanker, and I don't think the oil tankers go down near Antarctica. Like, I'd rather just a regular ship sink carrying passengers than spilling oil and killing all the sea critters.
But I don't want another Titanic. That was a tragedy.
Well, you know what? We have better technology to rescue people now.
But still, the fear. You don't get past that. If your ship goes down because of an iceberg, or an iceberg, as they call it in the biz, you're going to, like, you think you're just going back to work the next day? Like, oh, everything's fine. You're like, I saw my life flash before my eyes. And I saw somebody pretend that a child was his child, even though it wasn't his child, just so he could get on a boat.
Which, by the way, I would totally do that shit. I would do that. I'd be like, I always say, like, I hate paying bills, so when the end comes, whatever. I don't want it to happen, like, drowning, though. That sounds pretty shitty. Or freezing to death in waters while I'm, like, floating with an life jacket. Nuh-uh. I'll fucking grab a kid. I'll be, this is my kid. We got to get on the boat.
Oh, I would be the first person, but everybody else, yeah, I'm good. I don't even need a lifeboat. I don't even need a lifeboat, and I would have my eyes out for a fucking door. And I would be the guy that's like, fuck you, Leo. Fuck you, Kate. I'm proving you that you're wrong. And I would be like, all right, give me somebody else. Robert, come here. We're sharing this fucking door. And me and Robert would float on that door until we were rescued. And then I'd go back home and I'd say, James Cameron, fuck you. We survived.
You think giant doors on ships are easy to just rip off their hinges? Ships are filled with drunk people. They have to reinforce those doors.
They're not easy. You just wait and you keep an eye on it. When it's flooded with water, it's going to float eventually. You just make a beeline to the fucking biggest door you can find.
Also, doors aren't wood anymore. Doors aren't wood anymore. They're all metal.
Fancy ones are.
You can be on a fancy ship?
Yeah, like a Titanic, dude. It was the fanciest ship of its time.
Yeah, it was. But also, now ships aren't fancy. They're fucking cruise ships. So you're going to be on a Carnival cruise line. If anything, what you should be doing is trying to rip off a piece of the slide. That's probably going to be better for you to float on.
Door all the way to prove a point. Because if I die, then who cares? I was trying to prove a point. And that'd be the way I'd want to go, trying to prove someone wrong or being petty.
I actually really support that. Like, you'd rather die trying to prove a point than be safe. That's being a man. And I fully support that.
Because it's like, if I'm going down with the ship, like, I'm going to go down and prove James Cameron right or wrong. But be like, Alex was trying to be like, fuck you to this guy. No matter what, even though it didn't work out, he tried. He died doing what he loves. And that's being petty about stupid shit.
By the way, have you ever seen those pictures of like the Titanic size, like in front of a modern cruise ship?
Oh yeah. Like they, but like for the time it was crazy that like, oh no, it was a floating castle.
Yeah, no, it was massive back then. And now it's literally like, what would you say? A fourth of the size of just like a regular Carnival cruise ship.
If you ever
go back, absolutely insane.
I like dimensions of like old ships that come over to the, like the Mayflower and shit. That shit's small as fuck. Like, ships were small because you had to build them by hand back then, and that shit sucked.
Yeah, I mean, technology increases things, but it's every time I look it up, it still blows my mind. Also, I don't get why the skinniest part of the boat is the part touching the water. And I don't mean that it tapers down. I mean, like, now if you look at a cruise ship from the front, it's like a bowl, and then it, like, cuts in and then goes straight down. It's I don't understand. I don't understand how seafarers build ships that way. Doesn't make sense to me.
Guy knows nothing about buoyancy, Robert.
I don't.
Nothing.
I would, but my family moved me to Texas away from Cape Cod when I was a child. I was a toddler, and they're like, we're moving you to Texas, which, by the way, best thing they ever fucking did was get us out of the Northeast and get us to Texas. Greatest country in the world. But like, now I don't know shit about the water because the only water I'm near is Galveston, and that's still fucking 2 hours away with traffic. Not you don't bad. Go in that water.
I go in there.
I mean, you do, but like, I mean, come on. It's dirty.
But yeah, just icebergs are back. I hadn't heard a good iceberg story in a minute, and that just means more Titanics. So beware, everybody. Beware.
Honestly, how do we know it happened? What if it's just the government's being like, people are having too much fun on boats. Let's tell them there's an iceberg out there so they stop drinking so much on boats.
Because CBS News reported it.
Oh, you're just going to believe CBS News?
Well, they posted a picture of an iceberg, which I'm sure is the exact same iceberg.
You literally just created you just created cartoon characters with a computer. You think they can't create an iceberg image? I'm woke to this. They're trying to get you to buy into the bullshit climate theories that they got going on, all right?
That's all it is.
Stand strong, brother. Be a free thinker.
All right. Next comeback kid we got this week is the Iditarod. Fucking the Iditarod, dude. I forgot that thing even existed. It's like the world's longest sled race, dog sled race in Alaska. And they had to kill a moose on day one.
Yeah. I mean, the moose encounter.
Moose was trying to fuck
it. Just says it, after an encounter with a dog. Yeah. If a moose encountered my dog, I would fucking kill it too. Because moose are giant, terrifying creatures, and I love my dog.
But it's also, like, there's a rule in this Iditarod that if you kill an animal, that you have to field dress it properly. And so the dude that killed it, like, somebody ran over it, and then it became, like, aggressive and was starting to, like, go after dogs. And then somebody was finally like, all right, shit, let me stop. And the guy that stopped it and killed it is, like, a 6 or 7-time winner, I think, of the Iditarod. And he just had to field dress this moose real fast. And then like, all right, well, I'm going to get back on going. Wild shit.
That's fucking all, isn't it? Dallas Seavey?
Yeah.
Strong
yeah,
man.
I don't know his name, but yeah, he's got the course record. I'm looking at the Wikipedia. They had to travel 938 miles across Alaska in the snow with just sled dogs. That is terrifying.
I read an article last night, and I was, like, really sad to know how many dogs die.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing. Like,
a lot
they
of
talk
dogs
about
die.
Horse racing, and I get horse racing is more on TV and shit. Like, this is way more cruel, but also cool as fuck when you watch the dogs being good at it. Because, like, they're such good boys and good girls. Like, they work so hard together.
Gurgle Puppies.
And I follow a, I don't think she's in the Iditarod, or I don't know if she is, but I follow a girl that does like sled dog racing. And when she's on like the treks, it'll be like 2 weeks at a time. And she's like Instagramming from wherever she is. And she's like chilling with the pack. And it'll be like her cooking breakfast in the morning. And like, there's just eight dogs on top of each other, just like all bundled up, getting ready to go in the snow. And they're like, fucking let's go. It's sled time.
In science terms, it's called a puppy pile.
Puppy pile. Yes.
Big fan of puppy pile. I actually, you know what? Now I want to turn this into another sport that's going to be less deadly to dogs. Can we drag race sled dog teams? Because, like, you put that in a stadium, you can bet on it, and it's probably a lot safer for the dogs. And also, you just get to watch dogs and gamble. Gambling and dogs are, like, two of my favorite things.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
I would watch dog drag races.
Why is there not – like, why is that not an Olympic sport?
Because dogs die.
Isn't it? Either. Good call. Yeah, no, we talked ourselves out of that fast.
Yeah,
but like it's really fun to watch, and like I just always forget that the Iditarod's even a thing until there's a story about it, and I was like, "Fuck! It's only day. I think it's day three now. So let's check up on the Iditarod. Like, who's winning?" I don't know.
I really want to watch like just dog drag races now, but like I don't want it to be just like greyhound versus greyhound and shit like that. I want to see like mastiffs racing each other, like big dogs who get that like. Their fucking face fat is just flopping everywhere. Spits flying all over the place. They've got that giant exaggerated gallop because they're gigantic fucking animals. Like, I want to watch those dogs race. Like, dogs that are 200 and up, like 200 pounds and up, I want to watch those dogs race. Because then afterwards, you know they're so tired, and then I can cuddle them.
So I just looked it up, and the guy that killed the moose is actually still leading. He's leading right now. Dallas CV. And then it says dogs. He has 15 dogs. I don't know what the parentheses for zero is next to it. He has 15 dogs.
Maybe zero dead.
Second place has 13 dogs. No parentheses. Third place has 15. Fifth place has 16. What are you doing, dude? You have 16 dogs? You have 16 dog power. I also would like to start measuring car speed in dog power. Instead of horsepower. How much dog power this bad boy got?
2,400. Whoa.
It's just like triple whatever the horsepower is.
But also, it's you can't do that because, you know, there's horses. And yeah, there's different breeds, but there's still horses. Dog power, you're like, are we talking Mastiff? Are we talking Labrador? Are we talking Chihuahua? Because, I mean, if we're talking – that's like basically – if you're going to do dog power, you have to do it like world currencies. Like, okay, I've got, you know, 2,600 dog power. That's, let's say, Labradors. But then you convert it to Chihuahua, and it's like converting it to fucking yen. It's like, yeah, 16.2 million dog power.
Well, horsepower is like, is this an Appaloosa? Is it a Shire? Is this a Mustang? Yeah, like, is this an Arabian? Is this an American Quarter Horse? Is it a Clydesdale? I don't know what kind of horse
and
you're talking
about. And
I know
there's bigger and a smaller horse, but they're still fucking horses. This is a war horse. I don't know if that's an actual breed, but like, I know it was a name of one, but also like, in Red Dead Redemption, there's war horses.
Yeah, that's most of my horse knowledge from what I just said. Arabian, Appaloosa, Mustang, like that was all because of Red Dead Redemption. 100% of my horse knowledge is that, and then gambling on horses.
Crazy. I can't. I want to gamble on horses. I can't. I don't know anything about it, and I get very angry when I lose bets that I know nothing about.
If you don't know anything about horses, bet on the gray horse. I don't know why. I bet that one time and it won. And
I'm too much of a pussy to bet on horse racing is what it is.
You just don't bet as much. You're used to betting more on games. You just bet a lot less. You throw like $2 on a horse race. That's more fun. $2
to win 14.
Right, but that's still like you have 10 races.
Because actually aren't beers usually cheap there? So like, dude, I just bought 5 rounds of beers. Let's go.
Yeah, we used to go for it was 50-cent beers, and we would just like load up the table when they would get ready to close down, and it was 75 cent.
One day I'm gonna do that.
We should go to the track. That'd be fun. We should do a gravy track day. But Iditarod is back. Shout out to them. Next up, now this is it's Robert explains it to the gang. This was a case where I saw today. I was at work. I have Twitter up. It's part of my job. And on Twitter, the number one trending thing on Twitter for about 2 hours was Jewish space lasers. And I was like, well, what's this? Like, that piqued my interest. I had never seen such a thing. So I Googled Jewish space lasers. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she popped up.
She's the worst.
She popped up on the feed. So I said, you know what? That's getting into politics. I'm not doing this. I'm also not going to make Pat do it. Robert's going to explain it to us. Because I feel like Robert can break this down to our dumb brains. So Robert, explain to us why Jewish space lasers are back. And what they are.
You guys know that gravity can bend light. Everyone knows that, right?
I did know that, yes.
Obviously.
Right. So it's this light bending gravity thing. And recently scientists discovered that, you know what? Light is bending more than it should based on the gravity calculations. So they were like, what's going on here? Is this dark matter? And they were able to see that, like, dark matter holds the universe together. And then there are, like, other universes around, you know, galaxies and stuff.
Right.
And then, like, it's all connected. And it kind of looks like a giant web. Right. And so maybe there's, like, parallel universes, like multiverses.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I think they then discovered then that, like, it all takes a break during Hanukkah. And, and they just, it all takes a break. Everything's calmed down for, like, a little bit for, you know, a few days. And sorry.
I just a little
thing in my throat.
I thought you just heard there was going to be a new Star Wars movie and got mad at Hollywood.
Oh, you're right. I think that's what I actually read.
Star Wars.
I think I started going down the rabbit hole.
Jerry Seinfeld presents Star Wars.
So that's what the Jewish space lasers are.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's what it was all about. All right.
Yeah.
If I had to take a real guess at what was going on, she probably just heard about something, some new technology on the Iron Dome, but she's just such a fucking idiot. She's boiled it down to, Jewish space lasers.
That also would make sense. That would also make sense.
I get angry every time I just hear her name. I hate her so much.
That's why I was like, I'm not going to cover this. I'm going to get Robert to tell me about it. So
there, and then I hate that I know anything about politics. I hate that. It sucks so badly.
Yeah, politics are pretty dumb. As a former politician. Maybe current politician. I don't know.
Hey, you were one of the good ones, bud.
Good run for president. Now I can't.
Like, when you were running, I used to say, I like that guy. He's one of the good ones.
That's a guy I could have a beer with. That was really what I just wanted to run.
I have.
Like, yeah.
I've had many beers with him.
Yeah. A lot.
And like most politicians, you can say he was a bit of a shithead in his younger years, but he figured it out.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Next comeback, kid. And final one this week is Caitlin Clark, because Caitlin Clark became the NCAA's all-time leading scorer after she took a break from, like, assaulting court stormers. She was like, I'm also going to just become the NCAA's all-time leading scorer, men or women, beating Pete Maravich. And then I looked at Pete Maravich stats, and they're insane. So that's a fun exercise.
He did it. No three-point line, and he did it in, like, what, 76 less games than her?
But Caitlin Clark's still sick.
Yeah. It's strictly incredible. Because Pete used to take like 40 shots a game. Like, he was Kobe before Kobe. He just did not pass to his teammates. He had 5 assists a game, and it must have been literally the 5 times a game that he released the ball. Must have been so much fun to watch him, though. Pistol Pete, also one of the greatest nicknames of all time.
Pistol.
He had that sick fucking behind the back pass where he was looking one way, went behind the back the other way, but then just elbowed it back the way he was looking. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude is wild.
One of the coolest highlights of all time.
But yeah, Caitlin Clark, now the NCAA's all-time leading scorer. That's pretty cool. That leads us into our most important discussion. Pat, MJ or Caitlin Clark, who you got?
Oh, I still got MJ because he's more of an asshole.
Oh no, I think Caitlin Clark. I'm going to take Caitlin Clark because she's the all-time leading scorer and in men or women's. And I believe that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Michael Jordan play in college?
He did. So what? Wow. So let me real quick. So what you're saying?
More than Michael Jordan
is stats are more important. So let me ask you a question: MJ or LeBron?
MJ.
Oh, but LeBron has more points, though, right? That's what we're doing.
Championship.
Oh no! So okay, just move those goalposts, Alex. Move those goalposts.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, but also, I don't know that Caitlin Clark is a degenerate gambler, and Michael Jordan is, and he's also an absolute asshole to all the people close to him, but he still loved them in his own way. I really, really identify with Michael Jordan in those ways.
Caitlin Clark or LeBron James? What do you got?
Caitlin Clark.
Same.
Because as far as I know, she hasn't stood up for China.
Well, and like, guess how many career points LeBron James had in college?
Zero. Scrub.
What kind of message does that send to the kids?
I don't know.
Not a good one. I'll tell you that much. Tell you that much for sure. So, okay.
Caitlin Clark, hero.
Caitlin Clark, greatest basketball player of all time. There you go. We gave her flowers.
And she's going pro next year. She's going to light the league on fire.
Dude,
the WNBA is going to get 10 times the coverage it's had, but it's still only going to last for like 2 weeks. And people are going to think we don't give a fuck. She's going to make less money in the pros than she did in college.
Is she?
Like, the NIL deals that they get in college are more money than the salary, and it's average salary, yeah. But like, there's a lot of girls that can make more money by staying in college for an extra year than going pro in the WNBA. Now, of course, you know, you're a pro then. There's, you know, you can do commercials and shit, but like, I think it's like once they go pro, people are like, oh yeah, it's the WNBA. We don't give a shit.
Well, I can't wait to draft Caitlin Clark to my fantasy women's.
You better have the number one overall pick.
I mean, she's going to the 19th Amendments immediately. Unless Sabrina and SU. Shit. It's going to be that first round of the draft is going to be stacked this year. I got to defend my title.
I'll take Caitlin Clark. I don't know enough about Sabrina, so I don't know if Sabrina's kind of a dick.
Well,
I want my players to be kind of a dick. You got to have that edge to you.
Caitlin Clark is the goat. So. All right, as long as we settle that, that was a record-breaking performance. And so with it being mock draft season, we decided why not do the mock draft of sports records. These can be any record held in any sport ever. Probably should still be a current record that is held, but that's up for debate.
I think it has to be current because if it's not, then it's not a record anymore.
It was at one time a record, but yeah, I would say that'd be a bad pick, Pat.
I mean, at 1.4 home runs was probably the all-time home run record.
So probably not a good pick, but it'd be a pick nonetheless. Find
something else.
So for mock draft season, we did the mock draft. What was our mock draft of last week? I have it. Mock draft of cereals. And Robert convincingly kicked our ass in that
big name brands.
Robert had 70% of the vote to absolutely dominate us and win that one. Pat had he was in second place. He had 17%. I had 13% and came up
number two, baby.
Last place. So on the season, Robert and I are tied with one win apiece through 2 weeks. Pat has none. Can he get his first win of the season? We'll find out. But this week's draft order in a snake draft, it's me, Pat, and Robert. So it's going to go Alex, Pat, Robert, Robert, Pat, Alex, Alex, Pat, Robert, Robert, Pat, Alex. That is how the draft will wrap up. The mock draft, is it mock draft of sports records?
Yeah.
Yes.
That works. Okay. Hold on. We're going to have to clip this part, I guess, probably, while I fill this out. Actually, no, you're good. You're good to go. Let me draft first. I'm going to take mine first. I am going to go with Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game against the 76ers. I think it's 1962, the NBA single-game scoring record. Nobody's ever going to score 100 points. That was insane. Nobody's going to score 100. And he also has, like, of the top 10 games, I think, like, six of them are Wilt Chamberlain. Like six of the top 10 highest scoring games. That's an absolutely insane stat.
I don't know if you can say never, though, because just defense doesn't happen a lot of times now. But yeah. It is still sick. It's one of the most iconic records of all time. That picture, 100. great.
Yep.
I am getting my number one overall pick here at pick number two. In my opinion, it is the single most unbreakable record in the history of all records. Nobody will ever come close to it. It's Wayne Gretzky. This is probably going to hurt me because nobody gives a shit about hockey but me and Alex. He has the most points in the history of the NHL, to the point where if you removed every goal he ever scored and only counted his assists, he would still be number one all time in points in the history of the NHL. Just an absolutely ridiculous stat. Nobody will ever come close to it, period. Goaltending is so much better now, and his level of dominance was higher than anybody else in any other sport ever. Maybe Michael Phelps you could make an argument for being the next closest one, but nobody's ever dominated a professional sport like Michael, like Wayne Gretzky did.
Well, Caitlin Clark almost has.
No, because yeah, she's barely past me.
Right, but like she's going to when she is. But I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky's all-time points record, fucking untouchable. Robert, what baseball stat are you going with?
You got two here.
All right, so I need an opinion on this. Eating, that's a sport.
It is. Yeah. It is. This is a good one. I was wondering when it was going to go.
All right. So I am going the Cal Ripken of crawfish.
Oh,
wow. Curveball.
That's a record that will never be broken, never be seen again. Can't believe it happened in the first place. But it did.
You're pandering to Alex. Wow. It's almost like you're worried about job security or something.
And my number two, I'm going to go for the longest dodgeball game ever played at 41 hours, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds.
41 hours, how many?
41 hours, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds. It was played from April 27th through April 29th, 2012.
It's a solid one. I think that would have hung around for a few rounds, but you know what?
I needed to get it quick.
I expected your first one so much that like that one works too.
Now we know all baseball ones are fair play.
Yeah.
I think we were going to try and save them for you because that's all you know. But all right, my next one. Cool. I'm getting my one and two. Brett Favre's consecutive start record, 297 consecutive starts, 321 if you count playoffs. Just the ultimate Iron Man. You could never keep him down. Even when you hit him and broke his fucking thumb on his throwing hand, he would still march out there the next game. And it's not even particularly close. The next person, closest person to him was a linebacker. He was 27 games behind him. The next closest quarterback was Philip Rivers. He was 57 games behind him. Even with the way that they protect quarterbacks nowadays, that record's never going to be touched. Because you would think it would have to be somebody like Pat Mahomes, who's going to play for, 17 years. Mahomes has missed multiple games in his career already. I mean, your boy, Eli. Eli was, 90 games behind him?
He was right there. Yeah.
87 games behind him. And, Eli played forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an incredible – especially in the era in which he played, when you could just absolutely brutalize quarterbacks. Brett Favre just being the toughest human being to ever walk this earth, and let's only talk about his football and nothing else in his life.
That's it. No.
We'll leave it on the field.
Okay, all right.
Like he did. He left it all on the field.
Yeah. And in his bank account.
We're not doing that.
All right.
Respect the exercise.
So Brett Favre's consecutive start streak at 297 games. I'm going to go Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. That's insane. Like, to hit 56 consecutive.
That's nuts. That'll never be touched.
Like, that's never. Not, absolute insanity that a human being was able to hit in 56 straight games. Like, it's wild now that when they're like, so-and-so is on an 8-game hitting streak. Like, that's crazy. Like, you get to a 10-game hitting streak, that's nuts. 56 games against professional pitchers, that's wild. So I'm going to go Joe DiMaggio, 56-game hitting streak. And then I'm also going to go Michael Phelps's Olympic medal record. He has 28 Olympic medals in all.
Yeah, if that's ever going to get touched, it's going to have to be in swimming because there's so many events you can go in. Maybe Katie Ledecky, is the only person. It's going to be an
somebody
American.
Just beat her.
We're the best.
Somebody just beat her, though.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Right?
But, yeah, that's not the most dominant Olympian of all time.
So, back to you, Pat.
Okay. This is where it starts to get tough because you guys really haven't touched any of the ones that I've written down. I'll go a little bit different here. I'm going to go Secretariat winning by 31 lengths in the, I believe it was 1974. I didn't write down the full thing for it, but the most dominant performance in a horse racing ever. I believe it was the Preakness. Hold on. I should have this all pulled up, but I honestly didn't think I was going to be able to get it. Belmont Stakes. The Belmont Stakes in 1973. Secretariat just absolutely massacring the rest of the field. That's like if you put an Olympic sprinter against a junior high varsity team. Just absolute pure dominance. That will never happen. You'll never see a 31 length victory in one of the Triple Crown races ever again. Secretariat, some say the greatest athlete of all time.
I think besides Caitlin Clark, yeah, second.
I still go Secretariat.
After Caitlin Clark. We should do a best
behind Brett Favre.
Draft. That'd be interesting. Yeah, 1973 was when that happened. Yeah, that's crazy. That was a pretty solid stat. Pretty solid record. All right, Robert, you wrap it up here. You get two.
Surprised this one's still here. I'm going Race Wars, the longest active streak of racing during the COVID pandemic. Never before seen.
What was the streak?
Again, a very long one. Very, even put into words, like quantify, like, it's just, that's just how long it went on. And then
Alex's Race Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number four. This one's a tough one because there's a lot of options to pick from. There's a lot of records out there. Some records are good. Some records are even better than others, but all of them are records that are available for me to choose from that you guys haven't got yet. Somebody described them as like, there's so many records that it kind of becomes like a filibuster, right? And you kind of just had to keep going through all the records and think of all the records you said.
Did I take one of yours? The Secretariat? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that one really caught me off guard.
He's definitely filling.
I had to rework everything. I had to look things up now. Here's what I'm struggling with.
Finding another one?
Do I go with what my theme has been so far?
Do one actual one.
Or do I complete left turn?
In the fourth round, you pick a real one?
All right, I'm doing it. I'm going longest postseason game, 18 innings, Astros versus Mariners. Not by hours, but by innings.
How did that one end again?
Astros won, 1-0.
It was an amazing game.
Seattle went home. The fans all got upset by the Astros posting the broom.
Oh, yeah, that was that one, huh? Mm-hmm. It's a good pick.
They had their first home playoff game in 31 years or something like that. Who hit – was it
– Jeremy Pena.
Pena. It was the Pena bomb. That game was fucking – like – the 2017, what was it, game five, that one that went back and forth, that was like stress on your heart. That 18 inning game was hard, dude. That was a stressful fucking game. Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, solid.
All right. This is my last one here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I already have one Iron Man, so I'll leave away from that one. I'm going to go Nolan Ryan's strikeout record, 5,714.
Never going to be touched.
Never going to be touched. I mean, Randy Johnson is second, and he was still, what, like 1,200 behind him or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, he played 24 seasons, like, or 27 seasons, some shit like that. Like, you're never going to have anybody play that long.
Yeah, I saw some stat where it was like, if you played 15 years and got 200 strikeouts a game, you'd still be like X of, or not a game, a year. You'd still be so many behind. Like, it's just, it's untouchable. They don't let pitchers pitch like that anymore. Like, if it's the sixth inning, they're like, all right, I don't care if you're at 80 pitches, you're coming out of the game. They just don't allow it. It'll never be touched. Just Nolan Ryan. Great name. Great, strong American name. Two first names. Punched the guy in the face on the field. Legend.
Yeah.
Solid. That's a steal in the fourth round. I mean, obviously Bobby going crazy with his helped there, but
a little bit. Yeah, that's a solid pick. That's a solid pick in the fourth round. I think mine's also a steal in the fourth round. Cal Ripken's Iron Man streak. I left that out there thinking one of you guys was going to take that the whole time.
That's what I said. I already went Brett Favre's Iron Man streak, so I didn't want to go too Iron Man.
2,632 games. Perfect attendance is basically what that is.
Another one that won't be touched because players make so much nowadays. Like, we got to give you an off day here and there.
And he inspired Robert's first overall pick, Mike. Crawfish streak. So really, who's the real Cal Ripken?
Some might say it's like a chicken and the egg situation. Like, which one came first? We'll never know.
Great point. Cal Ripken probably.
Yeah, I mean, time wise.
Yeah, we'll never know. Who inspired who, really?
That's true. I'd like to think that Cal would be a little inspired by me if you heard my story.
Mm-hmm.
Real shame.
I can do it.
You really threw me a curveball there. Gotcha. All right, Alex, give us a recap so we can do the honorable mentions and we can say the one that I thought Bobby was going
to
say.
Yeah. All right, so to recap our mock draft of sports records, I have Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game, the NBA single-season scoring record. I have Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, Michael Phelps' Olympic medal record of 28 medals, Cal Ripken's Ironman streak of 2,632 games. Pat has Wayne Gretzky's NHL points record, Brett Favre's consecutive start streak, Secretariat winning the Belmont by 31 links, and Nolan Ryan's strikeout record. Robert has Alex, a.k.a. the Cal Ripken of crawfish, eating crawfish for 209 straight weeks. The longest dodgeball game ever played, being 41 hours, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds. Alex's Race Wars, being the longest active streak of racing during the COVID shutdown of 2020. And then the longest postseason game was the Astros-Mariners 18-inning game a couple of years ago. So that is our mock draft of sports records. I might vote for you just because I'm biased. And two of your picks were made.
So before we go into the honorable mentions, I want to tell you guys what I was thinking of. Before going to the real one, I was thinking of doing Olivia Dunn as having the most followers on Instagram, TikTok, as like the most followed college athlete. And I also, I didn't know I was going to go this way. I had four written down that weren't any of the four that I said, or that weren't any of the three that I said. I was originally going to go Cal Ripken's actual streak. Uh-huh. That was going to be my number one. I was going to go Pete Rose hit record.
I also had that.
I was going to go the Cubs drought, 108 years. And then I was going to go the 18-inning game.
Those were all played. I liked the other ones you went with.
But as soon as we started, I'm like, nope.
See, there was records that were negative that I didn't go with just because I was like, is it really a great record if it's negative? But yeah. And also, and I just want to point out the people that don't know about how great Wayne Gretzky's record was. He had 2,857 points. The next closest person was 936 points behind him. So he's almost doubled up. Or not really doubled up. He's got a third more points than second place.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete Rose, I had that one there too. And I also had Nolan Ryan's. The 1972 Dolphins being the NFL's first and only team to go undefeated through an entire season. That's pretty wild. Barry Bonds home run streak. It's 73. Like, yeah. He hit 73 home
either
runs
one.
Fucking season.
73 or the 762. Both of them fucking amazing. Joey Chestnut, 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's arguably
going.
Which, yeah, that's where I thought he was going to. And honestly, kind of shocked Numbers picked it because that might be the most impressive record, eating 76 hot dogs and buds in 10 minutes.
I was hoping that you guys would have taken some like of the other ones to take some off of my list because I really wanted to snag in the fourth round Bobby Cox's record for most MLB ejections. He was ejected.
That's a great one. Amazing. Emmett Smith, 18,355 rushing yards, will probably never get touched just because they don't let running backs. It's a different game. I know you wouldn't. Jerry Rice's 22,895 receiving yards. Absolutely ridiculous, especially in the era in which he played, even though they were a happy. Lance Armstrong, 7 consecutive Tour de France victories. And I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, he was doping. It's literally everybody, literally every single person in professional biking, cycling, whatever you want to call it. They're all on steroids. It's the most dirty sport in all of sports.
I had the slowest home run trot at 34.2 seconds.
Who is it from?
Reese Hoskins.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the... Oh, no, I'm thinking of the slowest time between pitches when they overlapped that Jose Altuve inside the park home run. It went 7 times in between pitches. yeah, that's everything I had.
The Celtics winning 8 consecutive NBA titles.
Mm-hmm.
That was insane. LaDainian Tomlinson having 31 touchdowns in a single season. Also insane. The UConn women's basketball 111-game winning streak. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't put that because I think people respect women.
And then Cy Young career wins being at 511.
That's John Rocker, most racist statement said without being cut from the team.
That could have been a record. But, yeah, hit us up. We'll put the graphic up Thursday, March 7th, around 3 o'clock, and then we'll keep that up until 5 o'clock on Friday, and that'll give you guys some time to vote before the weekend. So thank you guys.
That was a fun one.
If you have any mock draft suggestions, hit us up at Pass Gray Pod. Use the hashtag PTG mock draft. That's how you get to us. Pat, will you help me out and tell everybody about Little M Shop while I go pee before we do the not cool segment?
Yeah, fellas, say you got your girl's birthday's coming up. You don't know what to get her. Now, obviously, you got to get her the big main present, but what if you're one of those guys that likes to get her a little trinket? Chichia, here's your present, and then give her the big one first. Well, the little trinket should be something nice and amazing, too, that she's still going to enjoy and not throw away anyway. And if your girl happens to be a Swiftie, get your ass over to littlemshop.com. They got little keychains with little Swiftie things set all over it. You can customize what you want it to say, too. So she doesn't even have to be a Swiftie. You can give her nicknames Kitten. You can get her one that says Kitten. She calls you Snowball. She can get one that says Snowball. So she'll always think of you when she grabs her keys. Robert liked that one. Robert, is that your nickname? Are you Snowball?
Yeah.
I could see you being Snowball.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to. That caught me off guard.
Yeah.
You got it.
Maybe she's saying, oh, I have trouble putting on my makeup in the car in the morning. You got little compact mirrors. Or maybe you don't want to tell her, but maybe your car smells like shit. Bam, air fresheners. Her car will smell great. Get some for your car too. Your car will smell great. Take out those baby back ass bitch trees. Fuck those trees. They kill 14 trees for every one of those air fresheners. Little known fact.
Well, you want to help? You want to support that company? Not me.
No, not me. I'm not trying to kill the environment.
No thanks.
Not that way anyway.
Yeah, littlemshop.com. Shout out to our buddy Mundo, Raymundo Benavidez. He put in a huge order. He was stocking up his car. He said he cleaned it out, wanted a fresh scent to it. He got the Little M air fresheners, and he got a little bit of everything, he said.
Bottom of the trash barrel, great place.
Bottom of the trash can, yeah. That's a life hack. I always say throw it in the bottom of the trash can, put the bag in there. Then when you take the liner out,
or stinks, if you've got a –
your trash can doesn't smell.
You got a baby, throw that in the bottom of the diaper genie. That's diaper one that you'll genie, have to do coming up here soon, buddy.
I'm going to be using that for sure. The number one tchotchke spot on the internet, littlemshop.com, littleemshop.com. Tag them on Twitter. They are at Little EM Tweets, and on Instagram they're at Little EM Shop. Let them know you're supporting the people, supporting the podcast. Use our promo code PTG69 at checkout for 10% off your order. When you spend $10 or more, you're gonna get free shipping. So free shipping and $10 or 10% off your order when you go to littlemshop.com and use our promo code PTG69. That's littlemshop.com, the official sponsor of the Not Cool segment.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right, let's start with some listener and viewer submitted not cools. If you're listening to us or watching us, all you got to do is hit us up on Twitter, Rat Pass the Great Pod. Use the hashtag PTG not cool. The not cool site was just a way for us to vent each week and complain about stuff we find not that cool. So if something makes you say, hey, man, that's not cool, all you got to do is hit us up at Pass the Great Pod, hashtag PTG not cool. We'll pick some of the best ones each week and get to them. Let's start off this week with. Hang on a second. I got to pull it up here. We've got Melissa Hyde at Mel Hyde, myself on Twitter. Melissa says her not cool is colonoscopy prep. It's a really shitty time, folks. You only think you've bargained with God before. I'll be glad when this is over.
That's a great line.
Yeah. T's and P's. I hope everything went well on that end. With you, my boss was talking about having the colonoscopy a while ago, and he said that just like they give you this drink that's supposed to clean you out, and he's like, you drink it, and that's it for the day. Like, that's it. You are just on that toilet hanging out over and over and over again. And
I have to imagine, I mean, it's good a horrible
that you're getting checked. You know, it's good that you're getting the colonoscopies to check on you, but terrifying.
I only give amateur colonoscopy prep, so it's good that you're going to a professional for it.
Yeah.
I have to assume also a side effect that people don't talk about, your legs probably fall asleep. That's the worst when you're taking a shit for so long, scrolling on your phone, you don't realize you've been leaning forward on your leg. You stand up, can't feel your legs, and it really hurts to take a step. I mean, that's definitely got to happen there. I would guess that like if you're going to do that, you should probably order a cushion for your toilet seat before you do the prep. Body. Sure your laptop is fully charged and bring the maybe an extension cord and in with the charger if the socket is too far away in your bathroom, and just set up and binge some Netflix that day. Keep some probably hang some Little M air fresheners around your neck too, because you're gonna be in there for a while.
But yeah,
restock on the cleaning liquids,
Mel, and hopefully everything comes back good. But you're a trooper for doing it, and it's good to get checked in the first place. So colonoscopy prep, though, not high on my list of things that I'm going to have to do eventually. Not high on my list at all, those things.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to skip it.
Let's go with Ashley. Ashley is at Buster Healer Mix on Twitter, and Ashley says, one of my dogs threw up all over the house. Then my other dog started eating it, then had to hurry and clean it up. And then my kid started feeling sick. He now has a fever and came down with strep. Has missed 2 days of school. Having a sick kid and a dog that is sick, and then another dog is trying to eat the other dog sick. Solid chain events of not cool, Ashley.
That's just shit piled on shit. That fucking sucks. That's a hell of a week, and it sounds like it didn't even take a whole week.
It's just Mikey P on Twitter at Mikey, or he's at it's just Mikey P. It's Mikey Paul. He says his not cool is getting a piece of metal stuck in his tire. Anything you get stuck in your tire, not cool.
No. I don't even – I know the price of everything has gone up. I haven't had to buy tires in a long time. I don't even want to know. I assume they're way more expensive now too.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's probably a shortage or some bullshit. Fuck that shit. But T's and P's, Mikey.
Sorry that happened to you, bud.
Next up from Brett Brandon. He's at a price of – he's at price of a ZJ on Twitter. Brett says his not cool is my stepson is probably on some government watch list for looking up zip bomb on a school computer. To better explain it to a friend, it shut down or IT, IT. Shut down IT shut down his computer immediately. He was trying to explain. Okay, so he's trying to explain a zip bomb to a friend at school. So he typed in zip bomb on a computer, then IT shut down his computer immediately. He says the zip bomb is a type of malware, not an explosive. I'm not mad. I'm just surprised he got on a list so early. I'm actually kind of proud. That's what Brett says. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times where it's like I when we're Googling stuff, and sometimes like if I'm trying to do like a Photoshop or something, and I'll like look up like three dudes doing this, it's like that's gonna look really weird if somebody just goes through my Google history. It's like three dudes on top of each other in a wave pool. It's like, well, that's a very specific reference to the podcast. It'd be a funny podcast cover, but me Googling three dudes on top of each other, somebody's going to look back at them and be like, guys, what are you looking up? Like Photoshop stuff. Trying to find a base for a Photoshop, guys. Never had the school computer thing where they call us out for that. We went to school at a very different time, though. So they weren't, I don't know if they were really monitoring all of our computer stuff. But remember, we would always
do they not have proxy it, sites anymore? Remember using those proxy in school?
It was Cheese on the Moon was what we used.
I don't even remember them. There was like two that I would use sometimes. But really, I just used proxy sites to play Flash games at school.
That was 100% what I did, too.
Yeah.
Social media wasn't really a thing then. So, like, you would just get it and be like, oh, cool, I'm going to play video games.
Also, I just learned what a zip bomb was.
Yeah. Zip bombs.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, you have the talk when you get someone like, hey, maybe just don't Google anything with bomb in it while you're at school. But when you're a kid that age, you're not even thinking, like, it just doesn't register. You're like, no, I'm just explaining a term to my friend. And you're like, when you slow down to think about it, he's probably like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't Google bomb. But they're kids. Their brains aren't fully developed. Either way.
Right. That's how you get like a badass. He wasn't being malicious. He wasn't like, how to build a zip bomb, I hope. But, and Brett obviously is a very smart dude. So if there was anything malicious, I think Brett would have called him out on that. And I don't think it would be as humorous of a not cool that he would have submitted it. But yeah, just getting on a school watch list, because you know there is now a list where it's like, all right, let's keep an eye on him. He's got that somewhere. And that's always like, can't slip up as much.
But yeah, just make sure he doesn't wear any trench coats to school, because then they're really going to start getting worried.
Yeah, I would tell them to avoid trench coats at all costs. But yeah, your stepson getting on a watch list because he typed zip bomb in,
that's pretty hardcore. Beer. That's badass, though.
Solid, not cool.
Give him a beer. I think he's earned it.
One beer. Don't post it on a school computer, though.
Don't do that.
Don't send a beer to school with him.
Tell him that next at school, he should look up the old Twins beer commercial. What was it? Coors Light? And Twins.
We don't get free ads on. No free ads.
Sorry. But, tell him to look that up, because then they'll block that too, and then he'll be even more of a badass at school.
And then they'll be like, wow, is that guy fucking bitches too much?
This kid's fucking bitches. This kid's too cool.
He's getting too much pussy. We're going to have to suspend you.
Okay, you're talking about an underage kid here, man. Calm down.
Well, I'm not saying he's...
Now you're going to be on a watch list.
I'm not. Yeah, well, probably already. Alexis Garcia, at AlexisTexas_ on Twitter, says her not cool is getting the flu the day you're supposed to go to the rodeo. Yeah, that's not a good one. Getting the flu any day, probably not a solid not cool.
I gotta be honest, to me, that doesn't sound that bad, but also I'm not people that love the rodeo, like having to miss the rodeo has gotta be like the worst thing in the world, because it's only here for a short amount of time. Me, even though it's the flu, I'm like, well, that's one less thing I have to go do, especially because I do not enjoy the rodeo. I hate the traffic, but Alexis, I'm pretty sure, is a rodeo person.
Mm-hmm.
Can you identify as a rodeo person? Like, put that on your government form.
My department.
What race are you? Or are you Caucasian? I'm a rodeo person.
Rodeo.
Which actually, that sounds like a hilarious slur. That sounds like a hilarious slur for white people. Fucking rodeo person. Rodeo jockey.
I was about to say, where's jockey? It's coming. Fucking rodeo jockey. It's April Fool's. I was kidding with you.
Fucking hockey jockey over there.
You can't just say jockey on everything. I was watching the Yankees and Mets spring training on TV the other day, and I was like, fucking swing jockey. It just feels good to say. It feels good to say.
It's one of the best things I've ever come up with in my life.
Yeah. We need to make, maybe we need to come up with some swing jockey shirts. Dude, okay, some like an orange shirt, maybe a little navy. I don't know. We'll brainstorm. But a swing jockey shirt.
It's hard to make a shirt in that conveys that it's a slur, because it's not supposed to be positive. Swing jockey is something. Every time Aaron Judge strikes out, I'm gonna be like, "Fucking swing jockey! Oh, boom or bust!
Swing jockey, motherfucker!" solid not cools all around, everybody. Who wants to go first with their not
cool? I will. And I also have a pre not cool. That's okay. I can tell. So like when I'm at work, now that I'm bald, I've shaved my head. I used to wear a hat at work to contain the sweat and everything, but now I'll just wear like a bandana because like hats just feel weird on top of your head when you're bald and like you're moving around and sweating. But when I'm outside delivering the lunches, I can feel the sun just beating down on my head. And I thought, I was like, this is good. I'll get a little color while I'm out. But I'm pretty sure at some point I'm just going to get a sunburn just in like an oval on top of my head. And that's going to suck. So well, that's a pretty hat, not even cool. It out. But like it feels weird. I guess or I could just like unfurl my bandana. You're gonna wear a beanie in Texas heat? Because I'm not going to fucking do it.
A do-rag.
I could just unfurl the skull cap? The bandana a little bit.
Remember those? I used to wear those.
I guess I could probably just get a yarmulke and put that on my head while I'm outside on top of the bandana.
You can do a skull cap.
It's too hot for that. But that's just a pre-not cool. My actual not cool is I have run into somebody continually over the last couple months that I think might be the worst person at their job in America. On my way to work, I have to drive by a school. And it's around the time – it's an elementary school. It's around the time that parents are coming to drop off their children. Which, by the way, also – and I've talked about this before. I think it's fucking bullshit that school starts at 9 a.m. for kids now and not like 6:50 like when we were kids. They get to just sleep in. Fucking horse shit. Especially now that it fucks with my commute. So I'll be going to work, and it's usually like 8:15. And every day there's cars coming both ways trying to turn in from the other side or on the side of the road that I'm in. You just turn right into the school. Most traffic cops will let our traffic continue for a while, stop it, let the traffic turn in from the other side, let it go from the other while, and it flows fine. There's this one fucking bitch who does traffic. I don't know. I even said she's a woman, but she is. Like, it's just a detail in the fucking story. So bad at her. Anytime a car comes from the other side and has to turn in, she just stops traffic completely and lets that all go in. So it adds a minimum of 10 minutes to my commute every fucking way. My commute's only 20 minutes. So she's making my commute a third longer every fucking time she's out there because she doesn't understand that you let traffic flow one way, then let it go the other. Then she stops it continually. So you'll get like two cars through stop, and it just backs up for 3 fucking miles all the way down this goddamn road because this woman doesn't know how to – I don't know who the fuck trained her. And being a traffic cop,
the school obviously because she's like
no, because it's actual like it's not a school cop, it's like an actual. They just get put on shit duty. I guess they rotate it. She's the fucking worst ever.
And it doesn't seem right. It does seem like you're supposed to be like, all right, you guys go.
No, anytime one car pulls up from the other side, she stops traffic. And lets that car pull in. That's not how traffic fucking works. That's not. And if she was in the other guys on Terry's corner, that corner would not have been humming. I'll tell you that right now. It would have been the worst corner in all of New York City. Yeah. But just like, God forbid, I have to get to work early because somebody's coming in to install something. Or God forbid, I have to shit. Then I have to fucking prairie dog it all the way to work because this woman doesn't know how to do her fucking job. Which, by the way, is a very simple fucking job to do. A trained monkey could do it.
Anytime it's like your routine is just thrown off at all by a little bit. One on my way home, I've started taking a different way home because they were doing construction. And it was one of those where it's like the bulldozers cutting across the road. So they're blocking off all the road. Like you're sitting through entire lights because they're doing some bulldozing or whatever the fuck it is. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And I understand that they have to do the construction. And I'm just like, fucking go! And the third light cycle you sat through, you're just losing your mind when, yeah, you've been there for 30 minutes and the one car that waits half a second gets to go and you don't. That's obnoxious as shit.
Yeah. That just actually, and I'm done with that last not cool. I just remembered another one from yesterday. I was the fourth car at a light. The first car goes through, the second car just fucking sits there, not paying attention. The car behind them doesn't honk. So I have to finally fucking honk. I honk. The person looks up and goes through. Right as the light fucking changes. So me and the person in front of me both didn't make the light. 4 fucking cars, 2 of us didn't make it because this dumbass wasn't paying attention.
Do you want to hear a funny story that happened to me in a similar spot like that?
Did you just do that yesterday and see you heard somebody honk two cars behind you?
This was a few years ago, but it was a similar situation. Similar situation that gave me a little tickle because I was like you behind that car. I was like, are you going to fucking go? What are we doing? Green light, let's go. And the car behind them didn't honk, so it comes to me. I'm the third car in the line, and I go, beep, beep. The dude behind me looks up and then just hits go on his car, and the other car had still not gone, so he rear-ends this other car at a green light. And then I just waited, kind of backed up, and then went around them. Like, that's what you get for not going at green lights, fuck faces. He just looked up straight. The other dude, obviously not paying attention at all still. This is all like a, like, because the light turns green. You're like, okay, cool. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. What are we doing? Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, and it's like the other car's supposed to, that's your job, dude. You know, you're not paying attention. What are you thinking? Now me, third car. What's going on? But then that guy having to bump into the other guy, I'd be like, yeah, he didn't go on a green light. What's he supposed to do? But that guy was also not paying attention. And then I didn't have to deal with it. So I just went around him.
And I'm not going to say I've never been looking down at my phone and didn't notice the green light right away, but I look up frequently. So I've looked up and saw it was green before. And I go,
I'm a very big apology wave guy. If you catch me on it, like,
but
my bad, dog.
I've never been looking so far down at my phone. So when I'm the second car in traffic, that I couldn't see the car in front of me started going, because then I'll be like, oh shit, it's time to go. Which, by the way, I'll look at my, if I'm second in traffic, I'll be looking at my phone because I know I can see the car in front of me. So when they start to go, I just go. It's a very easy hack to be able to fuck on your phone sitting on or fuck off on your phone, not fuck on your phone. You can don't do that in traffic. Yeah, I mean you can, but yeah, the fact that. Like, how you don't even notice the car in front of you left. What are you doing? How do you not have the peripherals to see the 3-ton vehicle in front of you moving? Are you like looking straight down at your goddamn phone, like you're trying to hide it in school underneath your desk?
Some people are.
Just fucking prop that bitch against the wheel so you can see people. It just
get together.
It's like at least every other week, if not every week, that my not cool is people being so bad at driving when it's one of the easiest things in the world to do.
You should be a NASCAR driver. They're all really good at it.
No, I'm not good at I don't want to go that high a speed because I do always have a latent level of alcohol in my system. Mm. So,
you know. Being responsible. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah, dude, you got to be good. Safe That's about good. It.
That's what we preach on this podcast, obviously.
Yeah. Safe drinking and driving. That's what I'm all about.
Robert, what you got?
So a couple of weeks ago on this very here podcast, I mentioned how it was a great time to get a car wash.
It was a what? Say it right.
It was a good time to get a car wash.
No. A great time.
And yeah, there was not much pollen. The forecast looked like 10 days out, all sunny, no rain. And I think that day or the day before, or day after, Sam had to go out for something. I'm like, oh, can you take my car to get a car wash? She's like, sure, I'm going to be out anyway. And she sent me a video like while she was going through the wash, you know, showing me all the colors and whatever. And I noticed that I forgot to turn off my windshield wiper because I have it set to auto. So when it detects water, it'll start going. And I texted back, oh no, I forgot to turn it off. She didn't say anything. She came back. Everything was fine. 10 days later, I noticed that there's pollen on my car. And I'm like, okay, let me turn my windshield wiper on to wipe it off. I turn it on. I hear like this screech on the windshield. I'd been missing one wiper for 10 days.
You just had no, like, there was no blade at all?
There was no blade. It was just, like, the little handle just that held the blade. Yeah.
Did you have, like, a mark all the way down the wind? Oh, no.
Jesus, Robert.
I did. Luckily, it didn't scratch because it wasn't, like, the metal
of,
like, the blade. It like, part of the blade, like, that holds the blade was still on there, and that's plastic.
Oh,
but it took me 10 days to notice. That's how you know I truly only do drive like 5,000 miles in a year. because I didn't notice for 10 days that I was missing.
And it did rain.
A wiper. Yeah. I didn't go anywhere that day.
That's true.
I only noticed it because there was like some pollen on the windshield. I'm like, I'm going to wipe this off. And so I had to get, I ended up just getting three new blades because I wanted to change them all at the same time. And that was like $50.
But now those bad boys are smooth.
And they're smooth. They clean.
It's very satisfying when you first get like new wipers and you get that first
so
hit.
Satisfying.
Oh, look at it. Not missing a spot. That's I can just watch that. I want to go just watch YouTube videos of that now. Just perfect wipers. When I had a Ford Focus, I loved the wipers that they had because they just had one single wiper that would go all the way around the thing. And it always freaked me out how it worked like that. And you could always see people when you were at lights be like, how's he got one? That always looked cool.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
RIP to that Focus. That was a good car. I have a couple of not cools. My first not cool is, I don't know if I've used this before, but I gripe about it, I feel like, a lot at work. And it is people that just don't know how to use printers. At work, we have two printers in the entire building at work. I only have access to one of them for some reason. And for the last month and a half, at least once a week, usually more than that, I come in to a paper jam that is not letting me print anything. I used to have to print a bunch of stuff in the morning. It's one of the first things I do when that fucks my day. When that fucks up, my day is thrown off and I'm behind. And today I came in and it was like the 48th time this year that I've had to fix a paper jam, but the paper jams vary. And this one was one where I had to like reach my hand. Like my hand could not fit into where I had to get the paper jam out of. And when I look at what causes the paper jam, every single motherfucking time, it's because people put the paper in the wrong way in the paper thing. Like the thing you get to put, like the little tray. How do you not know how to put paper in a tray right? It's got a marker for it. It's like, this is insert paper here. This is where you put the paper. They put the paper hot dog way, and they should be putting a hamburger way. And it's absolutely insane to me that like somebody with a job for however long they've had a job cannot figure out how to fucking put shit in a printer, because obviously their stuff's not printing because you're jamming the whole fucking printer when you're putting shit in there. Maybe it's not. Maybe they're doing that before they leave and they think they're being kind, but it's not cool. And like every day that I had to fucking deal with this, it pisses me off. It's not going to happen. Like this is 5-6 weeks in a row now that's happened, and it's usually happening more than once in a day or more than once in a week.
That's infuriating and insane, but it's also insane to me that this printer tray, even though it has guidelines, is big enough for the paper to go in it the wrong direction? What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's dumb. It's really dumb.
That's a horribly designed printer.
But also just like, it's very common sense. Like there's literally like an outline of where you put the paper, and you can even put a thing that slides to make it tight, and they never do that. They always move the thing back and then lay it the wrong way. And then it's like, well, yeah, it's sucking the paper in from the wrong side. It's going to obviously jam the thing. And it jams it every single time.
I mean, granted, I've never dealt with like an office printer like that. That's big.
I could fix any printer problem right now. Any office printer.
How the fuck
printer,
does the tray?
I've got it. The amount of mornings where I get to work and the first thing I have to do is watch 20 minutes worth of a YouTube on how to fix a fucking printer. That's a specific Xerox printer also that it does too. Like I can change the fucking ink bill or the ink waste cartridge thing. It's got a bunch of powder in it that I accidentally got all over the office one day because I didn't know that's how you emptied the ink waste thing. Like there's all kinds of shit that I just have to figure out because I'm one of the first people in. There's no IT or support or anything like that, so it's like, do you want to print anything, Alex? Then you better figure out how to make this printer work. This is the only one you have access to. It's the worst. But just the fact that like grown adults don't know how to put paper in a printer the right way pisses me off. So that's my not cool. I don't know who it is. There's like 10 people there in the morning when I'm there. So it's one of those, and I am not one of them, obviously. And I'm pretty sure I know it's like a handful of people that it could be, but like, just put the paper in there, right, please. I don't understand.
I have an idea for you. It is going to kind of make you look like an office douche a little bit.
I'm not going to do
gonna
that.
Save you a lot of time. No. I'm not saying leave a passive aggressive note or anything. Print off two pieces of paper with pictures, one of which of you putting it in the correct way, smiling with a thumbs up. And then one of which of you trying to put it in the wrong direction with a frowny face and a thumbs down, and just tape those to the printer.
I should get
Because at least it's not anonymous. You're putting your face on it.
So no, I'm going to put somebody else's face and be like, hey, I need you to do a couple of things real fast.
Here's what you do. If you want to be Tessa,
the person that's in trouble,
you gotta butter her up. You'd be like, hey, I need you to be a model for me for something.
Okay.
Just tell her she's pretty.
A printer model. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try that.
Also, okay. I gotta add one more in here real quick before we end. Are you done or do you have another one to go?
Well, I was supposed to do camel races this weekend. I've won three camel racing titles in 4 years, and they didn't buy ads for the show, so they're not letting me camel race this year. Really, what I think it is that they're trying to stop the dynasty. I have a fucking dynasty going 3 and 4 years. I'm going back for 4 and 5, and they were like, "Oh, he's too good. He's probably going to beat everybody again."
People hate dynasty. I'm tired of the Chiefs.
Am I? When everybody's tired of a camel racing week, and they're like, "We're fucking sick and tired here about Alex Middleton. All he does is win."
Yeah, except I mean, you're more Patriots because you did do three. You got to have three for it to be. But like, yeah, I understand. People hate winners. We get tired of it. We want to see some parody. So I'm sorry that they're doing that to you, buddy. That's unfair and unjust.
Thank you. What else did you have?
I don't know if this has been going on the whole podcast. You guys can probably tell because I don't look at myself while I'm talking. I look at you two. And I noticed that there's this giant beam of light coming in behind my head. I don't know if it was going on the whole time. Because as you know, as seasons change, the sun shifts slightly. Yeah. So it is just now on the side of the blanket that I have. Like, it's on the very edge of the window is where the sun is coming through. So it's not blocking it. So if you guys are watching the video version and it's been happening all day, I apologize. I have shifted to put my gigantic fat fucking head in front of it.
Honestly.
I noticed it while we were doing the knuckle. I mean, I'm sure you saw me stand up. And I tried to move the blanket, but, like, I couldn't. Because I'd have to rearrange everything on the top shelf that's holding it.
I was going on the whole podcast, but yeah, I did notice
it. Okay, so at least now I know it's happening. I will rearrange the blanket so next week when I'm talking, nobody is just getting a blast of fucking light in their eyes.
Hey, don't on the YouTube version, definitely not everybody at this point in the podcast be like, Pat, oh my God, move so the fucking sun gets out of our eyes. Definitely don't all complain about the sun behind Pat.
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
The sun really fucked this up.
Robert and Alex should see it.
Definitely don't leave those comments on the YouTube video at all, guys.
Yeah, I'll definitely see those ones.
I also like that Pat's, like, it's not a curtain. It's not, you don't have curtains behind you. You just have a blanket.
It's a Packers blanket. This is the man cave.
I still haven't
hung up any of my fucking pictures in. I've been here for almost a year.
The common man from afar may think that that's like, oh, that's a cool Packers curtain he has in front of his window. It's like, no, it's just a blanket.
I'm going to be honest with you. Until you said those words back, never even once considered that I could buy a Packers curtain.
Probably could. I would imagine you can. But like, why? Yeah. You have that works. And it looks like a curtain. It looks like a curtain. So it plays. It plays its role. Fine. But yeah, solid not cools. If you guys have any more, hit us up at PassTheGreatPod, hashtag PTG, not cool. You know something? It is very cool. It's the Houston Sabercats, the fucking undefeated Houston Sabercats. Rawr! Yeah, they got a dub on Saturday night, whipped the shit out of the Utah Warriors, 22-15. And shout out, they gave me some tickets. They're going to start giving me tickets every home game, I think. Don't quote me on that 100%, but like for most of the home games, we have it was the iHeart Party Zone. You know, we're iHeart affiliates. It was the iHeart Radio Party Zone that I got to give 10 pairs of tickets. It ended up being 10 4-packs of tickets away too. I know some of the Gravy Gang, you guys were the lucky winners. Shout out to Melissa Hyde. She sent us a bunch of pictures. I know Mikey P was out there. I know Josh Tree was out there. I know Cruz was out there. So Cruz went out there. Alex O was out there. Everybody was out there at the tailgate. I have a picture that maybe I'll send it to Robert. And Robert, you can post it. But I'm trying to go through. We got Michael.
I feel like we should pick
there.
A game that we're going to go to.
Ashley, Sergio, Mel. There you go. Look at all you guys. David is over there too. Shout out to all you guys for going and supporting the Sabercats. Again, this was an awesome thing because then I get to send it to the Sabercats. And we always say we love it when you guys support the people that are supporting us. It's really cool to get to send, like, hey, these are all the people that got tickets. Look how happy they are. They fucking loved it. It was a great turnout. But Sabercats, guys, you can get 4-game mini season ticket passes at HoustonSabercats.com. rugby.com. I know it's election season right now. Who gives a shit who you're voting for? You're voting for rugby. And rugby, I mean the Houston motherfucking Sabercats. It's a high-paced, fast, intense game. Everybody that went out there had nothing but awesome stuff. They said it took a second to kind of get used to the rules. Maybe they didn't understand the rules completely. All you gotta do is root for it when your team has the ball. That's very fun. The stadium's awesome. I saw they had some cool breweries out there that people were talking to. But yeah, they play at their stadium located. Sabercat Stadium is off of 288 in Airport. You're going to love it. I promise you guys. They're out of town this week, but I believe they're back next week. They do have the four-game mini season ticket plans. You can get now at HoustonSabercats.com. The season's going to go through July. Go to HoustonSabercats.com, HoustonSabercats.com for more information. We will see you at Sabercats Stadium. I was really jealous. I had a lot of FOMO getting the pictures from the Gravy Gang over the weekend, and I think we definitely got to make a trip out. Boys.
Yeah, I was looking at the schedule. The next home game, I believe, is on a Sunday. But then there's some Friday games coming up.
Ooh, a Friday night game would be fun.
There's a March 22nd. Seattle is coming home. It's a 9:30 start time, though, so I don't know. That might be a little late.
Friday night, 9:30, not bad.
But March 29th, the Dallas Jackals are coming into town. Dude. It's a Friday night, 7:30.
Yeah, they might.
March just an idea. Just an idea.
Good Friday. Good Friday to fuck it up. It is Good Dallas Friday. Yeah, it is.
We got to come up with a what's the name of the stadium?
Sabercat
Stadium. Is it just Sabercat Stadium? We got to come up with like a cool name for it though. Like you know how like Philly's got the Bank.
Yeah.
It's like whatever Bank Stadium. We got to come up with
the Saber,
the Lair, or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, we'll I feel like Sabercats were probably in a lair back in the prehistoric times. We'll workshop it. Cave
would be good. Work on it for sure. But yeah, HoustonSabercats.com.
The jungle.
Go get those four-game season mini ticket plans. I promise you guys you're going to love rugby once you go out to a game. HoustonSabercats.com. HoustonSabercats.com. The official sponsor of the answers segment.
Any questions?
All right, our first answers question is if you would like to submit anything for answers, we start the show off with the pre-chem segment. We ask any questions we have. We pitch any ideas. We come up with new cereal mascots. If you have any business ideas, any high drunk thoughts, anything you saw on the internet, you want our opinion, you want relationship advice, parenting advice, medical advice, hit us up. We can help you out with any questions you have. We'll have the answers for at Pass the Gravy Pod on Twitter. Use the hashtag PTG Answers. That's how we'll search for them. At Pass the Gravy Pod, hashtag PTG Answers. Include that in your question or else we won't be able to find it on Twitter. And then you can also email them to us, although we check Twitter way, 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 way more. You can email them to us, answers at passthegravypod.com, or go to our website, passthegravypod.com, and hit up contact us. Jesse will forward it over to us. But at Pass the Gravy Pod on Twitter, use the hashtag PTG Answers. That's the fastest way to reach us. Our first question this week comes from our girl, Glamour Perry, at Glam for Life on Twitter. Glamour says, what is the last stage of life for a grape? A raisin or a prune? It's a prune because a prune, it's dead, right? And then it just withers into a raisin.
No, a prune is a plum, isn't it?
No. I don't think so.
I thought a prune was a plum. That's why it's so much bigger.
Yeah, a prune is a dried plum.
Fuck. I thought prune was a dried grape that then gets sucked in. Like, you can dry it more and it gets smaller. Well, that's why I thought it was just the bigger grape. It was bigger because it was just a flat grape. Okay, so honestly, yeah, it's a raisin. It's a raisin.
No, the final... How was the question worded again? It was the final form?
Last stage of life for a grape is...
The last stage of life is shit. You poop it out.
No, the last a raisin is dead. It's dead. It's just dried. It's just dried up. No,
it gets dehydrated to become a raisin. That's not a natural form of life. It's just whenever you eat it.
Cremated.
Whenever you eat it. That's the... I'm going to say grape because I think... I don't know. See, do you think more grapes or more raisins get eaten?
Grapes, definitely.
So I think it's grape. Just statistically, I think it would have to be the grape.
Well, the last stage of life for a grape, I could say, would be a raisin. Because you're just a grape that's kind of just shriveled up. And that's it. That's a dead grape.
Like an old person?
Kind of. Yeah. But I thought a prune was a grape that like just isn't as shriveled up. But that makes more sense if it's a plum. So yeah, it's not a plum. It's not a prune. It's absolutely a raisin.
There you go. You learned something today.
I did. Matt Olson writes in. And Matt says, if you could upgrade one organ in your body, what would it be?
My dick.
Oh, I was going to say Pat would have said liver. Because I would have said easy answer would be liver.
My liver's been working well so far, dude.
Right, but you could upgrade it. Be like, all right, let's just clear that out. Let's clear our cache and make sure we're good to go. Like, you can just restart your liver. That'd be sick.
I mean, if you said bodily function, I would probably say metabolism.
But not.
But if
not
it right. has to be an organ.
Organ, the easy answer is liver, but I would say my answer would be heart because, like, I could just make myself a super heart. And, like.
And you got a kid coming. You want to live longer. Honestly, I should say heart.
Historically not great in that department. So hopefully I'd get a super heart. That'd be cool.
I'm going to say dick.
No, that's
I don't
a
have
good
a small
answer,
dick, but I don't have a big one either. I want to know what it feels like to be the guy walking through a locker room naked yeah. with a huge dick.
Robert, what would you do? I mean, you're good in that department, so probably not dick.
Yeah, not that one. I think I'm going to go lungs.
Lungs was a good one. I was thinking lungs too.
You can hold your breath longer, eat pussy more. That's a good one too, yeah.
Just hold your breath underwater forever like a hippo. That'd yeah. be sick.
Like, I bet if you asked like kids from like 6 to 11, they would probably say lungs because holding your breath underwater the longest is like one of the coolest things you can do as a kid.
It carries a lot of weight as a child. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can hold your breath underwater longer than your friend, like your friend's a huge pussy.
I mean, honestly, maybe I should say like my lip or my colon.
Who can hold their breath longest on this podcast? Ready? No cheating.
Probably not me. Okay. Ready? Okay. Count it down.
Not me either.
2, 3. Okay, I gotta end this. We can't do this the whole time.
By the way, that was horrible podcasting, and I think it was one of the best segments we've ever done.
For some reason, I also turned into like a staring contest. I stopped blinking. And then my eyes got
and then
all
Pat
watery.
Kept pointing like eyes. It was
yeah. Oh no, by the way, I am an elite eye contact thing. It's seriously, guys, you need to reevaluate your lives that I'm able to hold my breath longer than you two.
Well,
I
could have kept going. I just ended it. I was like, this is going to be horrible for 2 minutes. We're just fucking, no one says a word.
Oh, it was not going to
Somebody's listening in the car now thinking their thing turned off.
But yeah, so,
we
you know what?
Longer than I thought we would. Like, I was like, oh, I could.
That's something I'm always happy to hear.
It was uncomfortably, yeah, same. It was uncomfortably, like, long term. I was like, this is bad. This is really bad podcast.
Well, ladies, you know I'm the best at holding my breath now, so DMs are open.
Tom Green used to have a late night show, and I remember my favorite thing he did was he would pick some. He would always brag about how he could hold his breath underwater better than most people, and he would find somebody in the audience that would come, and they would have 2 tanks of water that they would dunk their heads in, and see if Tom could beat him. And like 9 out of 10 times Tom Green won, and that was like my favorite thing ever, because somebody that just went to go watch the show was like, I can dunk my head in the water. And
you're going to get somebody who practices
somebody came
it.
Up
yeah. I thought you guys would smoke me in that, but I was fucking rock steady.
Yeah,
I thought
Pat would have been out first, and then I was like, all right, well then, like, really all it took was like somebody to go out, and then the other two could have duked it out, and then no one had dropped at that point. Because it's like you kind of honestly you got to host a little bit.
I don't know about you guys. I felt like I took too deep of a breath at the beginning. Like the first 5 seconds were the hardest for me because I was like, I took too deep of a breath. There's too much air. This is a problem. And then I just fucking leveled out. My competitive nature kicked in. And I was like, I'm winning this shit. Because then I saw you guys, both of you started to like move and sway a little bit. I was like, oh, it's hitting them. I'm fucking.
Well, I was trying not to laugh the whole time too. Everybody was making funny faces. It was like, I don't know. Either way, that's a fun game.
Hold on, let's do it again. I'm just kidding. No. We should do that every podcast.
Just every podcast. We'll just see who can hold their breath the longest. And they do this weird thing where there's just a huge gap the whole time.
Everyone be like, okay, if you have to pee, now is the time to do it while we're holding our breath.
I'm going to just leave that. I'm not going to edit that at all out.
Don't.
I'm just going to leave it in as well. All right.
Right. Guys, this is why you should watch the YouTube, because that really was a video-only segment.
That one, and then us describing pictures that we were looking at.
Was listen, we're about one. An hour 54 into it, so guys, you can fast-forward to YouTube to see just that one if you're a listener.
Interactive. All right. So lungs, Robert said, and then I think heart would be for me. These are good answers, and that's a good question.
I'm sticking with Dick.
Dick was also a great answer, Pat. I just feel like my wife's going to, like, she's not, it's not going to change her opinion on me right now, you know?
So I'm not like, a shower, so I want to know what it would be like to look really good in underwear.
That's true. Okay.
Like, I'm all moving balls. On.
Todd Voss is @as_scene_by_TV on Twitter. And Todd says he's following up on last week's success. He said, power rank these things as what would make the most useful ladle. He says, power rank these boomerangs. And he gives us 5 things. We know everything in the world is a boomerang. Most things are not good boomerangs. You know, like, is it going to come back to you or is it not? It's just like shitty things are shitty boomerangs. If they don't come back, they're shitty boomerangs. If they do, it's a great boomerang. So he gives us these 5 things to say, power rank these boomerangs. The U.S. Constitution, Jeffrey Dahmer, the quadratic equation, who let the dogs out by the Baja Men, and ninja throwing stars. I would like to go first on this, if that's cool with you guys. I'm going to go in reverse order on this. I'm going to go quadratic equation at number 5, because it's just kind of a thing that exists. AX squared plus BX plus C equals 0, whatever it is. Like, that's just a theory that's not going to be able to come back to you very well. Like, I'm going to throw it out there. Very unlikely that comes back to me. If I write it down, not likely that's going to come back to me. Shitty boomerang. May come back to me. Shitty boomerang. And I learned the quadratic equation in school. Didn't come back to me when I was trying to think about it. So I had to look it up. So 5 is that. It's the worst of the boomerang. Number 4. I'm going to go Jeffrey Dahmer because I feel like he's dead now. So that's not going to do anything. And then also if I throw him, he's less likely to come back to me than the other things. Number 3, ninja stars, lighter than Jeffrey Dahmer. You throw that bad boy into a strong wind, it might be able to come back to you. Also, you put enough spin on it, maybe you get the ninja star to come back to you that way too. Number 2, the U.S. Constitution, that bad boy, very, very lightweight. You toss that into the wind, more than likely it's getting blown back to you. That's what I'm saying about that. The U.S. Constitution for America. And the number 1 is Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baja Men. You crank that bad boy wherever. It's blasting off all the walls, reverberating right back to you. That thing is a boomeranging motherfucker. You play like, Who Let the Dogs Out? Pat's going to be like, who? Like, everybody's going to chime in. It's coming right back. You throw it out there. It comes back to you. Baja Men. Easily the number 1 on this. So I go Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out, the U.S. Constitution, ninja throwing stars, Jeffrey Dahmer, and the quadratic equation. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. We're going to have very similar ones. 5, quadratic equation. Like, just like you, I had to look it up. And since I left school, never once has it come back to me. And I had to look it up because it did not come back to me in my brain. Didn't know what it was. And also, I don't understand it.
I don't know.
I did back in the day. I gave up on math many years ago. It? I do simple math on my phone calculator. Math has left me completely. It does not come back to me at all. 4, I'm going to go the throwing star because it should not come back to you. it's a weapon. If you throw it,
put a lot of spin on it as like a bad
weapon. Bad weapon. Bad weapon. You don't want it to come back to you. If you're throwing it, you're trying to at least maim somebody. You don't want that coming back to you.
They're more throwing star boomerangs Batman had, but like those came back to him and those were helpful.
The wrist blades, yeah. Three, I'm going to go Dahmer because I feel like if you did throw him when he was alive, he would come back at you. He's a murderer. What you going to do? Not try and murder you?
And keep coming back to your body, maybe. Yeah. Reverse
boomerang. And then two, I'm going to go the U.S. Constitution. You throw it, you get a gust of wind, it's going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a great document. It should come back to you. It's in our everyday lives. And number one, yes, it is Baha Men Who Let the Dogs Out, because if anybody says it, you're going to hear it in your head. It's coming back to you immediately.
When the body was pumping.
Everybody's having a ball. Tell the fella Saturday and Colin. Great song. Also, a lot of people, you don't realize this till later in life, it's about ugly girls.
Yeah,
that's what. But yeah, it's an absolutely phenomenal fucking song, one of the great all-time one-hit wonders. That's number one, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Solid rankings. Robert,
all right, my number five is Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay,
he's dead. We got that out of the way. Number four,
fair enough.
Quadratic Equation. I think about this. This is my Roman Empire, as you might say. Number three is the U.S. Constitution.
Okay.
Still around. Still there. Comes back. You hear about it all the time. Number two, Ninja Stars. My thinking behind Ninja Stars at number two is because you see them always throwing them out. They seem like they have an infinite amount. So they got to be coming back somehow.
They got to come back, right?
Right.
Like, I never thought about teleportation back of them. Technically, that's still a boomerang.
You put enough spin on something, put a little backspin on that thing. What's saying that's not going to come back to you?
It's always an infinite amount, even with like battering. Mm-hmm. Boom, infinite amount. Perfect. And then number one, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Okay, so unanimous number one is. I mean, it's coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's come back to us ever since we were kids. The Baja men get it. The Baja may get it. You know what I'm saying?
They did. They got it in.
They get it. Great power rankings. And I'm just excited to see what Todd has for us next. But solid power rankings. If you have any power rankings for us, give us five similarly related things, and we will power rank the fuck out of them because we are excellent at power ranking things. All right. Next question is from Tessa G at Tessa Goriance on Twitter. Tessa, GORYANCE on Twitter. Tessa says, if someone has a huge to-go order at a place with a drive-thru, should they go inside to order, or is holding up the drive-thru okay?
I mean, as long as if you place it there, if you call it in ahead, you got to go inside. You can't go to the drive-thru on a call-ahead order. Sometimes you just don't want to get out of the fucking car. It sucks.
If you have it ready.
It is then on the establishment to say, please pull forward and we'll bring it out to you when it's ready. That way we can get to the other customers. It's on the establishment. They shouldn't just be sitting in the window the whole fucking time.
I feel like you.
I think it's fine to place a large one in the drive-thru. That's fine.
I think so too, but it's like, it all depends on, like, if you were pulling in and you called in and did that knowing that it wasn't going to be ready, then no, that's not okay. But if you called that in, waited your time, and then you go get it, it should be ready. If it's not ready, that's on them, and yeah, they should just make you pull up.
Yeah, I think they got to say, hey, just pull into that parking spot over there. We'll bring it right out to you when it's ready.
So I don't think it's your, like, if you get there, like, you don't get to go order for everybody. Like, you don't get to go place an order for everybody at the office in the drive-thru. That's not cool. Hey, we'll also take 107 things real fast. 55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 shakes, 55 tots. You don't get to do that at, like, the lunch rush.
Also, if you're placing a large to-go order, don't just pull up outside and be like, hey, I'm in the parking lot. Can you bring it out to me? No. If you want them to bring it out to you, you need to ask when placing the order, do you have curbside pickup? Or just be like, when you're on the phone with them, be like, hey, when I get there, do I need to come inside and get it? Or can I wait out in the car and you'll bring it out to me? Ask. Don't just show up and assume and be like, yeah, bring it out to my car. Because then they got to fucking somebody's going to take the time, especially if they're busy. It's a Saturday night. They got to send somebody out to the car with the bill. Get your card. Go back in. Pay it. Bring it back out. Have you sign. Go back in. Get the food. Bring it back out. You need to ask what their systems are. If they're like, yeah, we'll do curbside, cool. You can sit in your car. If not, you need to go inside and get your fucking food.
I agree. Robert?
Yeah, you got to go inside.
Okay.
But if you place a large order, it's fine. I think the place just needs to go.
If you've already placed it, and, you should and be we'll able bring to pick it out to you. There.
Yeah.
Place it.
But that's not what the drive-thru's for. Like, I'm thinking like Sonic, you know?
Yeah.
Large to-go order, you just say, yeah, pull into a spot, we'll bring it out to you.
Good question, Tyson G. Good question.
Very good question.
All right, wrapping it up, we got Quentin Hughes. He's at Q the Ace on Twitter. And Quentin says, when getting dressed, does everyone put on clothes from the bottom up and reverse for getting undressed? Am I the only one who feels weird if I put my shirt on before my pants?
Oh, I love Donald Duck in it.
I feel like I usually go boxers. I usually go boxers, socks, pants, shirt. But sometimes I'll go boxers, pants, or boxers, shirt if I'm like getting pants out of the dryer or something. Usually, though, I think I probably go boxers, socks, pants, shirt.
I don't really have a method. Boxers first 100% of the time. The underwear goes on first. After that, there's really no rhyme or reason for me. Sometimes I think I've done socks go next. It's not usually my go-to, but there's no system for me whether I'm going to go shirt first or pants first. It's usually whichever's closest to me once I put the boxers on.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on next, but I don't actually have a system. But it is fun. Like there has been days when like I just wake up, fucking put my shirt on, like, oh, I got a shit, and then I just walk to the bathroom with no bottoms on, and I'm just Donald Ducking it first thing in the morning. It makes me laugh.
Most, I have a hook by my closet, and usually before I go to bed, I'll put like I'm gonna wear this shirt, I'm gonna wear these pants, I'm gonna wear this hat, and that way I don't have to think about it in the morning. And so that'll usually be like the last thing I do before I get in bed. And then I put shirt last, pants first. So yeah, it would usually be boxers, pants, then shirt.
I mean, honestly, I think I actually prefer to go shirt on before the pants. So once I pull the pants up, the shirt gets tucked right in and bam, and it's tied. I don't have to pants on, then I get my shirt, then I have to tuck the shirt. And then buckle it. Like once the shirt is on, you just pull your pants up over the fucking shirt and it's tucked in. I prefer that, but it's just whatever's closest to me. Actually, this morning I had to scramble because I forgot to do laundry last night. I had to scramble trying to find socks. I've got like a little in the corner of my room. I've got an extra TV tray that I've got a bunch of socks thrown on because they've got holes in them. And I just haven't thrown them away because my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And luckily I needed it. I got both of them had a hole underneath the heel. And I meant to throw them away, but I was out of socks. So those were my saviors this morning. I didn't have to wear dirty socks today.
Good call.
Yeah. So my laziness actually paid off.
What do you do, Robert?
I think I'd like to put on, I would normally do underwear, shirt, pants, socks.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's the most efficient way.
I don't know if there is a most efficient way.
Like I mean, just for the fact that you don't have to retuck the shirt once you put it on. It gets tucked as you pull up the pants.
On the morning show I'm on, Rod Ryan always says that he puts his sock on, then he puts his shoe on, then he puts his other sock on, then he puts
his shoe on. Yeah, he's a fucking psycho.
I think that's crazy. It's like, I always put socks on before I put the pants on, so you don't have to, I hate when you have to slide your socks up the pants.
I mean, I wear short socks.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, see, no, I wear...
I don't wear long. I got
these bad boys.
I'm a bigger guy too. So then it's restrictive. It feels, it is a good feeling at the end of the day when you take the sock off and where the sock is slightly smaller than the rest of your calf. You're like, it's indented. But like, it's also at any point of the day, I don't want to feel my socks around my ankles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess I don't notice it, but. Yeah, I put socks on, then I put pants on typically. But so
I mean, if you wear taller socks, socks got to go before the pants.
Yeah, that's kind of my way to look at it. But Quentin, I would say not everybody puts clothes on from the bottom up. I think some people go top down, and some people would do a little mix match.
I will
no
say this
wrong or right reason.
I know you said it feels weird for you, but just try this tomorrow morning or whenever the next morning after you hear this. Just put your shirt on and then go like do something and just walk through your house not wearing bottoms. It's going to feel weird, but it'll make you laugh. And more importantly, it'll make your wife laugh. She'll be, what the fuck are you? Just have your dick hanging out the bottom of your shirt. It's a hilarious thing to do.
See what I can do. See what I can do. All right. That was a solid pod, everybody. Thank you for everybody that submitted your questions. Thank you for everybody that had your not cools. Shout out to Cereal. Also, let's wrap this bad boy up with a random person generator. But before we do that, we are at PassGradePod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Go like our TikToks. Give us the Jaws on TikToks, please. We gotta compete the Gen Zs that are hating on our shit. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever else you listen to podcasts. Share us with a friend. If you're listening to the podcast, go to the YouTube version, youtube.com/@PassTheGradePodcast, or just Pass the Grade Podcast on YouTube. Search for it. Subscribe there. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to go hit subscribe to the podcast in audio form. Hit play on both, please, ideally. It'll help us out there. Love you guys. PassTheGradingMerch.com. If you want to support the pod, go get some sick new gear. Check out this. You order by this weekend, you're going to get it in time for St. Patty's Day. We love you guys. You guys are the best. I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Pat's at not Pat Dion. Robert is at Robert Barbosa 03. Please share us with a friend. That's the best way to spread the word about the podcast. Again, love you guys. But before we do that, let's get to our random celebrity, random person generator. Robert, who do you want to pick first?
Oprah.
All right. Pat, who you got?
Jim Tomey.
I am going to go Corey Feldman. Because I've been addicted to watching Corey Feldman TikToks lately.
Love to be at a dinner with those three people, you know.
That
surreal.
Would be
Oprah, mismatch.
Oprah, Jim Tomei, and Corey Feldman. That would be an absolutely electric dinner.
Once we get enough of these, we should mock draft all of the three-person dinners that we've put together.
Three-person dinners. All right, starting off, we got Pink as the default. What are we going to go with? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Brantley Gilbert.
Country singer. All right.
Brantley Gilbert. All right. One more time. We're going to run it back. Jamie Lynn Sigler. Oh, I could have said fucking Meadow Soprano. I'm watching The Sopranos.
Meadow Soprano, baby.
I love Jamie Lynn Sigler. All right.
AKA Turtles girlfriend.
0 for 100. And Pauly Parise as well. And Jackie Jr. And Noah. And a lot of other people on The Sopranos.
Noah was a bitch.
Fuck Noah. Noah was kind of a pussy. But yeah. Watch Sopranos. It's a great show. If you haven't ever heard of it, check it out. It's a fine new show.
It, where the fuck have you been?
We should just sell it to be like it's a brand new show. Check it out. Check out The Sopranos, though. And shout out to Meta
Sopranos.
Sopranos
characters.
Love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Until we talk to y'all next time, pass the gravy. Yeah, bitches.
Gravy gang, gang, gang. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy, we're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh? Houston, baby. Now we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Houston, Texas, hometown. Pass the gravy, pass the loud. We can talk and go for hours. Entertainment superpower. Gravy gang getting louder. Gassed up, no chowder. We live, no router. Baby, pop the top and let it spread. As we're listening to Pass the Gravy. We're going fishing for your bitch today. We're drunk in Houston, eh?
Houston, baby.
Now we go ahead and lick and we'll get rich today.
Rich, bitch.
Everybody's having a ball.
Hey, yo. Hey, hey, yippee-yay-ho.